steal a burst of fresh anytime with Dove Go Fresh Body Mist with matching deodorant, plus three other fresh scents. Find them all in the deodorant aisle.
It's tough to be in a jury, and especially a jury of what we had to decide.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It is a growing recession refrain.
There has to be a way that I can provide for my family, and I can't right now.
Later this morning, President Obama delivers what's being billed as a major speech on the economy. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, following the recent focus on foreign challenges, the president is returning to the top domestic issue, what aides acknowledge is the sick economy. The White House frames this morning's speech as an update on these themes.
We know that people are hurting right now, and we need to create jobs and get money into people's pockets right now.
The president will point to some hopeful signs, but there are growing concerns about high unemployment that could drag the economy for several months to come, with hundreds of thousands of people losing their jobs. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In another sign that the banking industry may be on the road to recovery, Goldman Sachs has announced its first quarter books look much better than expected, with a profit of more than $1.5 billion. And Goldman says it will repay all the government loan money it's received. Millions of older Americans are gloomier than ever over their retirement prospects. That's the bottom line of the latest retirement confidence survey by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Dan Houston is a retirement expert.
Back to 2007, it stood at 27%. We'll just say that was roughly, you know, one in four Americans. And then in 2008, it dropped to 18, and now here we are in 2009, we're down to 13%.
More grim news on the housing front. Details from CBS News correspondent Peter King.
There seems to be no end in sight.
We continue to see things moving downward in a universal way.
IntelliRail CEO Rick Miles crunches the numbers for the IAS Corporation.
At a national level, they continue to fall 3% again in February.
That's down more than 14% from last year, a nearly 11% drop in the past 5 months. Miles says the biggest hits were in the New England area, particularly Boston. Here in Florida, Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And the recession is having another effect. More Americans than in years past are expected to pay their income taxes late for the first time. One accountant says people aren't paying Uncle Sam because their money is going for day-to-day living expenses. Well, have ag scientists found the fast food holy grail? Let's go live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
For would-be healthy eaters, it's the sound of sin. A deep fat fryer. You can practically feel your arteries clogging just listening to it. Well, now an Iowa seed company claims it's developed a genetically engineered soybean whose oil contains no trans fats. It's just one FDA approval. Now the Agriculture Department has to weigh in. If approved, the Des Moines Register reports the first seeds could go into the ground next year. Nick?
Too big to be compact, not small enough to be micros. They're mini cars. And there are more of them on the roads. But how well do they hold up in a crash?
The very small Honda Fit, Toyota Yaris, and Smart all get high safety marks in single-vehicle crash tests. But if one of these meets a heavier, mid-sized car head-on, severe damage.
The rating that we would give them if we were doing the same kind of rating as we do in our standard crash test would be a poor.
At the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, Adrian Lund says it's simple physics. The vehicle with greater mass will offer greater safety in a crash with a smaller vehicle. Smart USA President Dave Shembri calls this test extreme, a very rare accident.
The history for this car and our on-road statistics have been very good.
John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Angry words from North Korea over a U.N. Security Council resolution condemning Pyongyang's recent rocket launch. In response, the North says it will pull out of six-party talks on its nuclear program. Published report says the U.S. and its European allies are weighing a change in negotiating tactics with Iran. The New York Times says they may drop a long-standing demand that the Iranians immediately close their nuclear facilities if they take part in talks on their atomic program. Four past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Today's the day for former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. He's scheduled to report to prison in Pennsylvania. That after Nachio lost another bid to remain free while he appeals his insider trading conviction. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied Nachio's request yesterday. The Larimer Humane Society wants help finding the owners of two pit bulls that attacked a woman and her little dog last week. Jackie Harris and her Bichon Frise were attacked at an office complex in Fort Collins.
I'd really like for them to pay the medical bills that came up with it, and I don't I don't ever want to see those dogs out here again.
Jackie faces rabies shots if the owners don't come forward. All employees of Vail, Breckenridge, and Keystone will be in helmets next season. Vail Resorts co-president John Garnsey says it's part of the company's commitment to ski and snowboarder safety, and he says helmets aren't that bad when you get used to them.
And the new helmets now are very comfortable. You can wear them in a hot day as well as a cold day, and so they're very flexible. And so I think at the end of the day it will be a non-issue for most of our employees.
Garnsey speaking with 9 News. The company's also requiring children to wear helmets in the ski schools beginning next season. 9 News investigative reporter Paula Woodward calling it quits after 32 years with the station. The Denver Post recalls Woodward's story years ago that showed city workers slacking on the job. Sports: Nuggets win the division title. They beat the Kings 118-98. Rockies were shut out by the Cubs yesterday 4-0. They have the day off and go again tomorrow at Wrigley Field, and the Avs fire GM Francois Jaguer after 3 seasons. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a quiet start to this morning's commute, there are no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Volume is building in those usual spots like I-25 downtown, as well as on the westbound side of 76 as you're approaching 270. In the high country, few slick spots over Loveland and Burford Passes. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800 DirecTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
Colorado State Senator Morgan Carroll, we're here to talk about your vote on the tuition equity bill. You were one of 5 Democrats that made sure that this bill was defeated. Why did you do that?
A lot of people are disappointed about the failure of this bill. You know, in fairness, we don't know where all the courts are coming out, but
Senator,
I have seen case law that
where?
Says that it's,
where?
It's coming through. I'm preempting.
Now, can I talk now, please? Because usually I don't get filibustered on my own program.
Mario Solis Marriage Show.
Hear the whole interview now at am760.net.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on am760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, all hail Senator Al Franken. You know, Norm Coleman may be at the teabag party, but Al Franken will not. Al Franken has defeated Republican Norm Coleman for, what is this, the 19th time? He should be granted election certificate that will allow him to take his U.S. Senate seat. However, the Coleman camp vows to appeal. You know, has the right wing in this country gone crazy? Let's discuss. Now, tomorrow is our anti-teabag party. Not that we have anything against teabags in per se. We kind of like them. But on the other hand, we think that the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show, and good morning to all of you, by the way, on the Mile High in the Front Range. It's 303-713-7600 here at the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show. We're not too sure that we approve of all of this hoopla by the right wing and the Fox, and by the way, Clear Channel. Let me just, full disclosure, oh, we love the teabag parties. Well, you know, everybody go to Urban Dictionary, look up teabagging, and you will see why everybody's been laughing, including David Schuster, who did a brilliant parody yesterday, so good that I won't even attempt all the double entendres that he did. I mean, it was really wonderful writing, and because David Schuster, filling in for Keith Olbermann, is so deadpan and so matter-of-fact as a newsman, it was really funny because he just, you know, sort of slides in the double entendres. And if you know what I'm talking about, maybe you're waking up to your morning tea, and you're saying, wow, what is it, you know, Aaron's talking about? Well, I don't know how much of it I can say on radio, to tell you the truth, because this is sort of a family show, and it's pretty early in the morning, and I'm expecting that the kids might be rolling around the house. So maybe we'll actually talk about what teabag really means a little later. But if you've been around and done that, well, you know, or heard about it, you know what we're talking about. And that's why it's so funny to watch all the right-wingers go, and we're going to be teabagging soon. And it's like, good, good. Bring your own teabags. So, and tax, spend, borrow, regulate. This is by John Andrews, writing in the Right Winger, writing in the Rocky Mountain News. I'm excuse me, Rocky Mountain News. Oops, Freudian slip. Politics West in the Denver Post. Tax, spend, borrow, and regulate the four horsemen of American socialism under Obama and Ritter. That would be Governor Ritter. Intrusive government now tramples our liberals with a brazenness that would amaze those old Boston patriots who dumped tea in 73. That would be 1773. Tea Party protests will happen in many cities on tax day, Wednesday, April 15th. I'll be taking part. So should you. And then he gives all the list of all the places where you can go. The west steps of the Capitol, El Paso County, Route County, Mesa County, Larimer County, Well County. Of course, of course, of course. Here's the problem with all this. The taxes that you guys are protesting are still Bush taxes. They're still Bush and right-wing reactionary Congress's taxes because Obama's tax policies have not come into play. And when they do come into play, 95% of people will get a tax cut. So what you're in fact doing is protesting against your own right-wing reactionary leader. So good luck with all that. Did he violate right-wing reactionary tax policy? Probably. That's one reason why you all hated him underneath all of your, oh, yeah, we love him. He's so great. He's such a patriot. You didn't. You didn't like him at all. And admit it. That's why you're going out and teabagging with the rest of them, which is why this is so funny to those of us who like to make fun of you. This is ridiculous. You're going out, as Lawrence O'Donnell brilliantly put it last night, again, on Keith Olbermann's show, was, you know, you guys are going out and protesting the wrong thing. You're going out to say, oh, tax policy, bad. Well, you're protesting the Bush taxes. That's what you're doing, because Bush gave a massive tax cut to the rich and pretty much put the onerous on everyone else. So what you're doing is you are protesting your own damn tax policies. Good luck with that. I know you're trying to bamboozle the public, and you learn when you bamboozle them on weapons of mass destruction and the invasion in Iraq that people can be misled for a while. But those of you who hurled yourself after Ron Paul and thought he was so cool and think this is so cool, well, you might want to reexamine the facts, because what you're doing is you're protesting the wrong stuff. Taxes are going down. Normally, it's ridiculous. But, you know, they need an issue. They're hurting. They're in a mess. They don't have any, you know, they can't get the president on national security anymore because he acted brilliantly and well with understatement and intensity and rescued the hostage captain from the Somali pirates. He's taking action to liberate some of the restrictions on Cuba, which is going to please many people who are in business, particularly the telecoms, but it's also going to please tourists. It's going to please Castro's even going to welcome tourists. Are you kidding? The Cubans in Miami are going to send money home, and despite what Diaz Belar brothers say to them. So this is, though, the Cuban congressman from Florida, you're two of them. So they're all going to have their knickers in a twist, and they've got their knickers in a twist because now he's talking about talking to Iran. What could happen? Ooh, maybe we'll resolve this crisis over the uranium enrichment. Maybe they'll agree to monitoring if we'll just back off of insisting they stop everything. You see, so they're frustrated and freaked out because, and his stimulus policy is showing signs of working. So they're freaked out. So what to do? Why turn to your teabagging buddies and go and gather? I mean, I don't know whether they're going to shake their teabags or how they're going to do it, what kind of, you know, because I don't know what kind of body of water there is in downtown Denver near the Capitol. As far as I recall, unless they installed a moat around the Capitol, I don't think there's any water for them to throw the tea in. Also, the Tea Party, if memory serves me correctly and historical fact is still true, although with right-wing Republicans, you never know, the sky could be green for all they say. But here's the thing. It was about taxation without representation. And the last I checked, we have a U.S. House of Representatives. Yep, there are 435 of them. I actually, you know, worked part-time for the census. I have now left that gig. But, you know, It's like, according to the Census Bureau, they're out counting people for proportional representation. That's being funded. It's being headed up by, you know, the Commerce Secretary is now going to be Gary Locke, the former governor of Washington. So, you know, it looks to me like everything's proceeding apace. Democracy is in action. But, you know, they need to scream and cry and whine. And who wouldn't? Because Glenn Beck, get this, John Turk, you'll probably roll on the ground, gnash your teeth and cry. But guess who's going to go on the road this summer and try to become a stand-up comedian? Yep, you got it right. It's Glenn Beck. I kid you not.
I hope he comes to Comedy Works here in Denver so I can throw a tomato at him.
Can you imagine? Please let him come to. You can throw a tomato at him all you want, John. I would, too. It's like Glenn Beck, Mr. I worry for my country. I'm hysterical, and I don't have any facts in my disposal, but I'm emotional. Oh, God, he is one of the, you know, hey, I'm a caricature host myself, so I can understand, but good Lord, please, you are so stupid. It's like beyond belief. So to be a comedian, he goes, he wants to be the poor man Seinfeld. Well, you know what? In order to be Seinfeld, you have to be funny, dude, and I just don't know. I mean, the last I checked, Jews are pretty famous for spawning funny folk. You know, I give you Lenny Bruce, I give you Jerry Seinfeld, I give you 900 comedians. But, you know, let me think. Mormon comedians who are funny. Let me think. Well, Bill Paxton's kind of funny playing one on TV, but I don't think it's intentionally set up to be, you know, like comedy, yuck, yuck. Let me think. Mormon comedians. Well, Orrin Hatch has had his moments of being sort of funny, but I don't think intentionally. So, you know, I just, great Mormon comedians, great tradition of comedy coming out of the Mormon church. Is there a Borscht Belt in Utah that I don't know about? I don't know. No, I'm just, now I'm picking on him a little bit, but in good grief. You know, it's like Glenn Beck, right-wing comedian. You know, last I checked, Larry the Cable Guy is the only right-winger who ever really sort of struck people as funny, and he misses me by a mile. I think he's a moron in terms of comedy. To me, comedy's got to be light on its feet, funny, hilarious, acerbic, witty, searing, sad, you know, Lenny Bruce kind of pithy. By the way, couldn't you just hear Lenny Bruce doing something on the teabagging? So in the spirit of Lenny Bruce and an open, available talk, 303-713-7600, when I come back from this traffic break, we are going to play the cut from David Schuster. It's about 3 minutes long. Listen closely. For those of you who love puns and double entendres and all kinds of things, and go to the Urban Dictionary during the break if you're an adult, not if you're 10, okay, and look up teabagging, which is becoming the definition of conservative activists. Conservative activists swinging in the wind. 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about the teabagging parties that are going to be ours tomorrow. Now, John and I have agreed. John's going to drink. John, I have some recommendations for your beer drinking tomorrow. Colorado had three top beers named. So I'll give you your choice of what kind of beers you're going to sort of be drinking tomorrow.
Which ones?
I'll tell you in a minute. I got to find the story. I don't remember the names of beer off the top of my head. I don't drink anymore.
I probably had most of them.
You probably have.
You'll have
to give me a taste. You'll have to give me a review. All right, 303-713. Okay, here we go. I found it. It's New Belgium Brewing.
It's okay.
All right.
That's Fat Tire. You know Fat Tire, don't
you? Oh, yeah,
you?
Fat Tire. I do know Fat Tire. Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom's good.
Odell.
One of the downtown ones. Odell's probably the best
34.
One, yeah.
Breckenridge Brewery and Boulder Beer all made the list.
Odell is probably what I'll be cracking tomorrow.
All right, you crack an Odell, I'll crack a coffee, and we're going to celebrate the anti-tea party tomorrow. Today we're talking about, what are they up to? Do they realize that they're not celebrating the right thing here? Do they realize that they are? They are also referring to a very, well, not a, see, I hesitate to call it a lewd act, because you might like tea bagging, but, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be my cup of tea. see, particularly early in the morning. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And now there's an inner 12-year-old boy and everyone, me included, John Turk with the traffic.
All right, Erin. Traffic is looking pretty good for us as we're kicking off the morning commute. Just the normal heavier flows. Volume starting to increase there in Aurora on southbound 2 1/4. First at Colfax, again, once you get closer to the tech center, around Yosemite. Also building southbound 25 and North Glen, again, near downtown. And those approaches in on 76 and 270 also starting to fill in as you get closer to downtown. Eastbound 36 also a little busy right now, Pecos to 25. But we are accident stall and delay free around the metro. Your forecast, partly cloudy and a bit breezy. Highs in the upper 60s. We also have a small chance for an afternoon shower right now. 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
U.S. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Paths to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds winning depend on number of entries. Since May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
That happened to my mom, and it was tough. Look, if you have a family, you need life insurance. So right now, go get a free quote from eFinancial at 1-800-955-2533, because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533.
Black's lyrics to Teabag Party Tonight, Teabag Party Tonight. Actually, with the anti-teabag party. Not anti-teabag, just anti, well, in the sense of it's conservative right-wing reactionary. Sure. On a day when House Whip Eric Cantor is telling the press, I'm not Dr. No, I have ideas. It's like, right, you know what, you have to come up with ideas before you can announce that you have them. So anyway, I'll go into that in a minute. But first, I really have to share with you, because I was packing up some stuff last night, and I was looking at MSNBC, and I was wandering around, you know, doing things as I do, and I just heard Schuster, and I heard him launch into this article about the Tea Parties that are all scheduled tomorrow to protest tax policies. Tax policies, by the way, which are right-wing reactionary policies that have been building over the past 8 years. These tax policies currently in place have nothing to do with Obama. So it's really kind of sad and silly. But here's the thing. because we haven't gotten into their fiscal responsibilities yet. But here we go. Here is David Schuster on Countdown on MSNBC in one of the best double entendre segments. If you're a 12-year-old, if you have an inner 12-year-old, you will like this. If you don't, plug your ears or go walk the dog, because you'll probably be offended and want to throw a teabag at my head. Okay, here we go. Here is David Schuster.
For most Americans, Wednesday, April 15th will be tax day. But in our fourth story tonight, it's going to be teabagging day for the right wing, and they are going nuts for it. Thousands of them whipped out the festivities early this past weekend, and while the parties are officially toothless, the teabaggers are full-throated about their goals. They want to give President Obama strong tongue-lashing and lick government spending, spending they did not oppose when they were under Presidents Bush and Reagan. They oppose Mr. Obama's tax rates, which will be lower for most of them. And they oppose the tax increases Mr. Obama is imposing on the rich, whose taxes will skyrocket to a rate about 10% less than it was under Reagan. That's teabagging in a nutshell, taking its inspiration from the Boston Tea Party when colonists tossed British tea into the sea because the tax on it had not been voted on by their own duly elected representatives. That's exactly the opposite, of course, of today's taxes, known in some quarters as taxation with representation. But as New York Times columnist Paul Krugman points out today, this time the teabagging is not a spontaneous uprising. The people who came up with it are a familiar circle of Republicans, including former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former House Majority Leader Dick Armey, both of whom have firm support from right-wing financiers and lobbyists, as well as Washington prostitute patron Senator David Vitter, who has issued statements in support of teabagging but is publicly tight-lipped. Then there is the media, specifically the Fox News Channel, including Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity. Both are looking forward to an up-close and personal taste of teabagging themselves at events this Wednesday. But most amusing of all is Neil Cavuto, a member of the network's executive committee. Neil's online bio says he joined the network in July of 1996, 3 months before the Fox News Channel went on the air. Cavuto, defending his network's promotion of teabagging, said, quote, "We are going to be right in the middle of these teabaggers, because at Fox, we do not pick and choose these rallies and protests. We were there for the Million Man March." Can we roll that footage, the Fox News coverage of the Million Man March back in October of 95? Of course, the Million Man March occurred, as NewsHounds.org points out, almost a year before Fox News was on the air. We can only speculate why widespread teabagging made Cavuto think of the Million Man March, unless he got them confused with Dick Armey. And in Cavuto's defense, if you are planning simultaneous teabagging all around the country, you're going to need a Dick Armey.
Okay. I was like, the first part of that, I was sort of like, is he really saying that? Is he saying that? Oh, my God. And then I just started laughing, and I'm laughing again. I mean, there are so many priceless lines in that if you understand what teabagging is referred to, you know. And if you've ever been to Tea Dance on Fire Island, you know exactly what they're talking about. It's like, oh, no. It's so funny. All right. I know there's a caller. I think it's Ben. Is it Ben in Westminster? Rich, I'm sorry, Rich and Wheatridge. I couldn't get it any farther apart. Hi, Rich and Wheatridge. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Aaron, except for I've got a head cold that's been keeping me up at night, which is the reason I'm up again this early.
Ow!
Oh, yeah.
Do you know about Zycam?
I can't take it.
Oh.
Can't take it.
I'm sorry. Well, did you love David Schuster's report? Is that hilarious?
I'm having a hard time maintaining myself from rolling on the floor laughing my hoo-hoo off. Right,
yes, your hoo-has. Well, you know, and they are going to need a Dick Armey to have this. But I mean, you just can't believe this. I mean, it's like they are just that they either don't get it. And I heard three Fox guys, you know, in quotes yesterday going, and they'll be teabagging. And I'm like, go for it, dudes.
Yeah,
listen up. Have a great time.
Yeah, the S&M crowd will probably need a Dick Cheney.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Oh. They're just so sad, aren't they? Repressed, sad, out of power, and so bad in their absence of power. It's just sad. It's like they are very, very morose and devoid of ideas. I love Cantor going, we're going to answer questions. How will I keep my job? How will I keep my house? How will I grow my savings? Well, not with your policies, because your policies are every man for himself, screw everybody but the very wealthy. I mean, they're just silly. They're not, you know, all they are is the party of no. No, we don't want this. No, we don't want this. No, we don't want this. Did you realize Fox News yesterday managed to get through a couple of newscasts without really mentioning that Barack Obama had anything to do with the hostage rescue of the captain from the pirates?
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
Doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me and everything. If what's his name, the guy who runs Rupert Murdoch, was a few years younger, I'd swear he was Joseph Goebbels reincarnated. You know, I mean, you know, he has absolutely no, it's like he has absolutely no
scruples whatsoever. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
But exactly.
Do you think? Go ahead.
Two things. Okay, first of all, one of the things which is always interesting when the conservatives bring up the Boston Tea Party is that, in actuality, the tax which the people in the Tea Party were protesting was one the conservatives would have approved of, because it was a tax cut for the world's largest corporation, the British East Indies Company.
Right.
Everything. So that's the first. So it's like I go, excuse me, can't you see your hypocrisies, just kind of out there going,
Well, we haven't even passed any. I mean, it's like they don't even, Obama's tax cuts haven't even come to effect. So what are they doing? They're idiots.
Yeah.
They're just sad. They don't even understand. I mean, and they know this. I mean, some of them have got to know it. Maybe some of them are too dumb to know it. But they know this. They're just trying to cynically fool the American people into, getting out, especially Ron Paul supporters, who they didn't manage to grab the last time around.
Mm-hmm.
They're being very cynical. And I would hope, I mean, I'm hoping only 3 or 4 people show up at each rally. I rather doubt it with the kind of frenzy and the kind of nastiness that's out there. But I don't know. It'll be amazing to see if they ever come up with any ideas that are actually worth their salt or tea or any other substance or
mm-hmm.
commodity.
Yeah.
Because so far, so bad.
Yeah. By the way, I came up, since I talked with you yesterday, I came up with the perfect answer to all the Ron Paul people.
What?
You know, when they sit there and they say, oh, we need to go back on the gold standard.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't have, the whole world does not have enough gold reserves.
So we can't go back on it.
For the 6 billion people we have now.
Right.
To go back on the gold standards.
So it's dumb. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And feel better. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Greg O'Reilly, you're really having a ball with this topic. I hope no one gets sacked over it, because that would suck. How about an intimate act instead of a lewd one? That's the word I was looking for. Intimate. Thank you, Greg. Up close and personal. Not lewd. It's 303-713-7600. Poor white-wing Republicans. They can't even have a protest without thinking of a word that can be used as a double entendre against them. 303-713-7600. Tea bags away! The right-wing Republicans are going tea partying. Yowza. 303-713-7600. And will Al Franken ever be Senator of Minnesota? Find out. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And now it's time for Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, Aaron. Good morning. Traffic starting to build for us in a couple different areas now. Speeds dipping down into the 30s. Southbound I-25 up in Northland at 104th Avenue. Also, the eastbound approach on 270 to downtown. York to Vasquez, really sluggish there. Eastbound C-470 also building in Littleton. Wadsworth all the way up past Lucent Boulevard. Also going to be busy there from Broadway up to Quebec. And the normal jams on southbound 2 and a quarter in Aurora, Colfax to Alameda. Again, Yosemite to 25. And things still looking pretty decent between Boulder and Denver on the turnpike. May tap the brakes a little bit around Pecos Street coming in on the eastbound approach. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy with a high near 70. Could get a shower in the foothills this afternoon as well. Current downtown temperature, 44 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
You know how windy it can get in Colorado, not to mention other wild weather that we deal with here. Why not get the most durable patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month long. Plus, they want to help you out by paying your sales tax this month on any patio furniture that you buy. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rocky's all the time.
I did go up to Rocky's. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I mean, I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rocky's. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rocky's Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, "I feel fat today," or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
Try EverCleanse risk-free. Call 1-800-431-8533. 1-800-431-8533. That's 1-800-431-8533.
During the Great Depression, people were frantic to get their hands on gold. With the markets collapsing, people losing their homes, and banks going under, no one wanted to be left out in the cold without reliable assets like gold coins. Today, gold is in limited supply, but the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of coins gleaming in 24-karat gold, the beautiful gold koala. Minted by the Australian government and offered at a remarkable $98 per coin when you call 1-800-700-8926. Limit 5 per caller. Gold coins are harder to find than ever, and only a handful of countries have the rich natural resources required to mine this precious metal. But one of those countries is Australia, and the New York Mint has reached an exclusive agreement to release a limited quantity of Australia's glittering gold koala coins at just $98 each. Limit 5 per caller. This is a special radio offer, so don't miss this rare opportunity to get your hands on gold affordably. Call 1-800-700-8926. 1-800-700-8926.
Angry taxpayers, or at least some of them, are taking to the streets in the spirit of the Boston Tea Party.
More than 250 locations in all 50 states will hold rallies on April 15th.
Americans sick of government ballots and wasteful spending, taking their message to the streets, and it's spreading fast. We're all over it.
They're going to try and send tea bags to D.C. D.C., teabag the White House. Teabag the fools in D.C.
teabagging.
No, that's a... They're sending tea bags to D.C. That's a Fox News roundup that was used on the Rachel Maddow show last night. And it's like, they're going to send tea bags. They're teabagging. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist laughing. I didn't mean for you to necessarily stop it, John, but I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. This is ridiculous. I was like, send your tea bags. Ow, that would hurt. And in case you haven't figured out what tea bags are, they're just south of the midsection of a male attached to body parts that are involved with reproduction. How's that? 303-713-7600. I'm trying to be empathetic with the audience that does not want to hear words like, oh, say, scrotum in the morning. 303-713-7600. Zach in Castle Rock. Can you believe these right-wing Republicans? They're finally getting some, honey. They're going to bring their tea bags to a party. Hi, Zach.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
Good. Let me ask you, I'm a Latter-day Saint, and you're a Jew, right?
Yes.
Where do you get off attacking Mormons?
I didn't. I posed the question, where is there
Mormon jokes?
Is there a Mormon comedian? Can you think of one? Because I tried to think of one and I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
Can you think of one?
You know, let's see. You, Dave Sirota, all Jews, get off. If I was attacking Jews.
I didn't know that David Sirota was a Jew, is he?
Yes, he's a Jew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So all three of you are Jews. Very offended. There was no reason to bring religion into that. He didn't mention Seinfeld as a Jew.
He said that he was going to be a poor man Seinfeld, and I said, well, okay.
Part of Seinfeld's
shtick is talking
and
about
then
being Jewish.
You did Mormon jokes for 5 minutes.
I didn't say a Mormon joke. Mormons. No, I said, is there a Mormon comedian? That's all I said. Is there a Mormon comedian?
All right.
Is there one?
Okay.
Do you know
why? Why'd you even bring in religion? He didn't mention Seinfeld being a Jew.
Okay, I'm still asking you. Do you know of a Mormon comedian?
I don't go by religions when it comes to comedians. You
but
do.
But you just mentioned talk show hosts, three of us who are Jews, so obviously you think about these things. So I'm just asking.
My religion was attacked.
I went. How is it attacking to ask if there is a comedian who is a Mormon?
Why did you bring up our religion?
How did I attack you? If I bring it up, it's an attack? Excuse me, I don't think
Mormon
that's true.
How many Mormon comedians are there? Why did you bring up his religion in the first place?
Because I did.
Why? Because you feel comfortable as a Jew?
Yeah, because I feel comfortable bringing up anybody's religion, and I make fun of everybody, no matter what.
You brought it up. Okay, I was just
I'm asking you a question. Do you know of anybody who's funny who is a Mormon? Who makes a living off of being a comedian? Maybe Larry the Cable Guy is a Mormon, in which case there's a Mormon comedian. You see what I mean? But I just don't know of anybody
who's a
Mormon.
I'm so glad you feel so comfortable in your own skin.
I do.
To make fun of another religion.
I do. How am I making fun of religion? I'm still confused. I really am. How am I making fun of that? How is that making fun?
Didn't say I'm going to be the next Jewish comedian, did he? And so Seinfeld.
He said he was going to be a stand-up comedian and be a poor man's Seinfeld. So I asked, is there such a thing? Yeah, but the Jews are famous for being funny. John Stewart is Jewish. Lots of comedians are funny, and there are Episcopalians who are funny too, and there are Catholics who are funny because there are all kinds of comedians who are funny who are Catholics too. I'm just wondering if there are. I just was curious because I'd never heard, and maybe he'll be the first Mormon comedian who's funny. I made fun of him and I made fun of his shtick as a talk show host.
You made fun of his religion.
I made fun of his shtick as a talk show host.
Okay.
How did I make fun of his religion?
Why? Are you
how?
Religion?
How specifically did I make fun
religion?
Of him being LDS?
Why did you mention his religion?
How specific? But again, because I thought it would be funny. That's why.
Okay.
That's why I mentioned
it. All right.
That's why I mentioned it. Because I thought it would be funny. But you
Aaron, if I can just bring this up, by the way, he hung
living,
up.
Well,
he called me, you know, he basically said that he wanted to talk about Glenn Beck.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
I'm Mr. Honesty.
Oh, who cares? He just, he's obviously offended. And,
right.
You know, it was it my intention to offend him? Maybe it was to poke and prod a little.
It sounds to me like he can't handle Jews being on the radio is what it kind of sounded like to me.
Well,
it,
and I didn't even know Sirota was Jewish. I had no idea. Al Franken is Jewish. I happen to know that. But there are a lot of comedians who are funny who make a big deal about being Jewish comedians from the Borscht Belt. And all I said was, is there a Borscht Belt in Utah? Is there? I don't know. I mean, maybe. And I did say, okay, the closest thing I did come to say that was maybe even mildly was that Bill Paxton was funny in his role on Big Love, but I don't think that's intentionally funny. So, but again, do you know of any Mormon comedians? Maybe he'll be the first. I'm just thinking. Here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to Google it. Mormon comedians. Maybe there are some. Christian Bowler? Who's Christian? Oh, Chris in Boulder. I was like, Christian Boulder? Who's that? Hi, Chris in Boulder. How are you? Welcome.
Great. How are you doing?
Wait, there's a whole... Hey, here's what happens when you look things up. LDS Comics.
Well,
there are some.
A whole, no pun intended, there should be a whole sect of them, huh?
Yeah. Apparently there's a Sister Weaver, and they have... here's an LDS humor comic song... And here's all kinds of stuff. Who knew? This is great. I'm enlightened now.
They're known to party.
Well, good. Well, I knew they were known to party.
Yeah. Hey, well, my question is I'm just trying to wrap my head around the in Weld County, they just came down. I guess there was a raid last year or a couple months ago at a tax servicing place. And it was boutique towards the illegal immigrant.
Right, exactly.
And they raided it, and they found, I think the statistic was like 1,300 illegal immigrants that filed for tax returns. And then
using
the judge,
false or stolen identities.
Right.
Right,
and the judge kicked it back and said, listen, now you've got a week to destroy the records or just get rid of them. And I'm just wondering what your opinion is on that.
Well, if they violated the law in obtaining the evidence, they violated the law. They wrongly seized federal income tax records to pursue suspects. And if they wrongly did that, then any other citizen would want that particular. Would you want your tax return seized?
That's the problem.
They're
not citizens. I mean.
So what? Okay, and this raises a really good question. We're going to have Bruce Fine on a little bit later to talk about Barack Obama and his suspension of habeas corpus with the prison over in Afghanistan. Here's my stance. I don't care if you're from this country or not. You should be afforded our rights and laws, and that includes habeas corpus, the law against seizure, and I think what was this Fourth Amendment? It was an illegal search and seizure. Was that it?
Right. Well, I mean, if it was an illegal search and seizure, and there are illegal immigrants, I guess what takes priority? I mean, as we as citizens, as taxpayers, are trying to do the right thing and pay our taxes. And then
they were trying to pay taxes though, right?
No, they were trying. No, I guarantee you, none of them were expecting to pay money.
How do you know?
We don't know. And
it's just your prejudice that says that, doesn't it?
By that I mean you're
prejudging.
Well, I think you're prejudging that they're going to do the right thing, and it's obviously that they're not.
It's obviously that they broke the law when they did the search and seizure, and that's their problem.
Well, it's obviously broke the law when they try to file a tax return using someone.
Look, here's the thing. I really felt bad, and I still feel really bad, that Ted Stevens is going to get off with being a thief and a liar, right? But if the Justice Department violated his rights by going after him illegally, then I have to eat it, too. And my stance in a nutshell.
Well, we have Ted Stevens and we have Ramos and Campy on. And I think both of those cases show that there was an overreaching of the law.
I think it's pretty clear that Ted Stevens is a crook. But, it certainly they threw out the case, and that shows you how fair Democrats are. When we break the law, we admit it, we fess up, and we move on. When the Justice Department does something wrong, they've got to eat it. And I'm sorry, we have a system of laws, and we can't go around saying, oh, but we're going to have an exception to the rule because we don't like you. You can't do that.
Well, we can't have an exception of the law, too, saying we like you and you're here illegally, but you can't do that.
You can't do that, okay?
Why not?
You can't do that because then your laws stand for nothing. Then your laws mean nothing. They aren't principles. They're just convenient ruses for you to get around and get what you really want to have done.
Like illegal search
that's
and seizure
the big
is
problem.
A ruse?
No, illegal search and seizure is wrong, and that's why the judge kicked it back.
What's illegal about a law official grabbing documents that shows that
because if they didn't have probable cause, if they just seized it because they went, oh, I'll bet you there are people here who are filing illegally, let's go in and confiscate it, without anything more than that, that might be a problem given the law. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm happy to call the American Civil Liberties Union, and we'll shed more light on it. That'll be a great idea.
Fantastic.
Let's do that. Okay?
Okay.
Bye. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. So, John, there is what we need to do. We need to call the ACLU and find out why they won that particular motion. Andy in Inglewood, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello?
Andy?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I love your show, Aaron.
Thank you.
Hey, that guy who was all up in arms about religion, he said something that was very revealing that seemed like you missed it.
I might have.
He said, y'all are all Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy was an anti-Semite.
When he said that, what
entered my mind was, oh, yeah, well, how many hours a day do you find yourself thinking about other people's religion?
Dude. Well, I found it interesting that he knew that all three of us were Jewish, but I didn't know.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that Sirota was. I had no idea, and I don't care. I knew Jay was, but I don't care.
I know that I am,
and I care. But, I mean, it's like... The thing is, and he said, you all are all, and I know, and I was being a bit lighthearted because, I'm sorry, Jews are known for spawning comedians.
You didn't say anything offensive.
I don't think I did.
And
no.
You weren't making fun of anyone's religion.
I was making fun of Glenn Beck. That I was doing, and that I stand on.
That guy didn't like Jews.
Yeah, I think you may be right.
Anyway. That's all I had to say.
Thanks for calling, Andy. I appreciate it. It's 303-713-7600. And, John, I think we have another call hanging, but because you said it in my ear while I was talking, I don't remember who it is. So we'll get that straight during the break, and we'll be right back with more of your phone calls on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. A judge did halt the Colorado ID theft investigation, and we'll talk about why that happened, because it is a curious thing. But if you break the law in obtaining evidence, you're going to get nailed. And that's a big problem. That's why you have to have warrants and you have to understand what you're doing as a law enforcement, particularly because you have the power of the state behind you. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Here's Progressive Traffic and John Turk.
Teabag Town. All right, Aaron. Traffic is still pretty nice for us. No accidents, delays, or stalls to get in your way on all the major freeways around town. We are seeing some stop and go, though, building in Northland on southbound I-25, 104th to 84th. Also going to be bunched up there after I-70, taking you past Spear Boulevard. Northbound side, starting to see some more volume. County line up to Arapahoe Road there in the Tech Center. Southbound 225, busy at Colfax to Alameda. Same deal after Parker Road approaching the Tech Center. And we're seeing some heavier jams on eastbound C-470, beginning at Wadsworth as you get out at Littleton. And not going to break loose until after Lucent Boulevard. Your forecast, partly cloudy, a bit breezy. Look for a high around 70 degrees. Small chance for an afternoon shower as well. Right now, we're at 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
Hey, everybody, I'm Julie. I got a little money and planet-saving tip for you. You know, you can get a great price on a Brita water pitcher at Walmart. My family loves a great-tasting water, but we also love how it can help the planet. Because using one pitcher is like replacing 300 of those 16.9-ounce water bottles. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers used one, that'd be like there were 60 billion fewer water bottles out there. Now, that's really refreshing. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them.
If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
Dad, the toilet's angry again.
Is your math homework down there?
No, Dad, it always gurgles. Why don't you call Drain Solvers, the people that make you smile? They're having a $79 special to look into the sewer line.
Well, that's right. It was $279. Now it's just $79. Good call, sweetheart.
Don't let plumbing problems dampen your day. Drain Solvers has an incredible $79 special to check your pipes. Drain Solvers is a member of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Network.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale starts tomorrow with 30 to 50% savings on suits, sport coats, suit separates, and slacks, plus shirts, ties, and shoes. Print a savings pass at Macy's.com for an extra 20% savings. Exclusions apply. Details in store or online.
Hi, this is Erin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay. It's and the right-wingers are going to teabag. A judge has called, and I had this on my list of topics. I just hadn't gotten there yet. Judge halts Colorado ID theft investigation. We're going to check in with the ACLU and figure out why that may have been coming up. Dave in Littleton, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. You?
I'm enjoying your show today.
Good.
I was actually calling in. The guy called in about freaking out about the Mormon religion for no reason whatsoever.
Right. All I was asking was, are there any Mormon comedians? I was really legitimately curious.
Yeah.
Because Glenn Beck is threatening to become one, and I don't find him funny, except in that.
After working for him and being around him a lot, you know, like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them.
No, I was going to say, let's not get into generalities, because everybody's really different.
No, I'm saying that they're actually very, very nice people.
Oh,
A lot of them, I've noticed, when you just ask them about their religion, they get really offensive. Or defensive, I mean.
Well, they've been
They get really defensive, and they automatically think that you're making fun of them, even though you're just asking questions.
Well, I think it's always hard to be a minority religion in this country, I would think, and they have had their share of persecution. So maybe that's part of the reason why they're upset. Thank you so much for your call. Greta and Greeley, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I had some information about that tax situation in Greeley.
Okay.
With the DA, Ken Buck. And I wanted to let you know that the Greeley Tribune has done some articles on it, which I think are pretty good. I can't remember all the details. But this whole situation started because there was a man in Texas whose social
whose identity was being used, right?
Had been stolen.
Right.
And this had gone on for a couple of years, and he was in deep trouble with the IRS. And the IRS wouldn't pursue it. They just said he was earning all this additional money, and he hadn't paid all the taxes on it.
Mm.
And so someone traced it to this Greeley tax preparer's office.
Amelia's Transaction and Track Service.
Yes.
Right.
And so there was, well, my first point then is that there was at least one wholly innocent person in this that was getting seriously injured by it. And so there was some probable cause on the part of Ken Buck. Now, I have no great... Well, he's not my favorite person.
Gotcha.
But So he did have some reason to go in there. But then
maybe after that one guy's tax records. Here's what happened, though. They seized 1,500 of them. And that was part of the problem. They say that the seizure was, quote, overbroad and violated the privacy rights of the people whose tax records were taken. And that may be part of the problem with all that. We'll talk more about this coming up after the break. Thank you. And I'll Google the Greeley Tribune articles, too. Thank you so much for that tip, Greta. I should have thought of it in the first place. Thank you. I'm just reading from 9news.com. So we'll double-check and get more on it coming up and talk to the ACLU as well. All that and more on the J. Marvin Show on Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Attention, Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
Hi, folks. I'm Michael Mack.
And I'm Chris Gottsmer.
We are the Credit Card Lawyers of Colorado. If you're in credit card debt, bankruptcy and hiring a debt settlement company are not your only options. In fact, did you know that credit card debt can be wiped out in as little as 60 days without bankruptcy? Call 800-877-5000 and learn how to qualify. Now more than ever, credit card companies will work with Colorado residents to actually forgive most of your debt without bankruptcy. And unlike bankruptcy and debt settlement scams, no upfront fees are required. You can get started on this program without paying a dime in fees. 800-877-5000. 800-877-5000. TheCreditCardLawyers.com. TheCreditCardLawyers.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Economic recovery? Not quite yet. The government says retail sales fell 1.2% in March. That's more than analysts like Nigel Galt were expecting.
The consumer's still under a lot of pressure from declining employment and the big loss of wealth that they've suffered over the past couple of years.
And a fresh report on home prices indicates they're still tumbling. Rick Miles of IntelliReal.
At a national level, they continue to fall 3% again in February.
Wholesale prices did fall last month, indicating inflation is no economic threat. And the government expects gas prices to average around $2.23 a gallon this summer. Last summer, it was close to $4. Let's go live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, what's the administration doing to reframe where the economy is now?
Well, in fact, Steve, the president will offer his own update on that top domestic challenge later this morning in what the White House describes as a major speech. He'll explain the latest goals to deal with what his own advisors describe as the sick economy. While he sees some promising signs, there are deep concerns about unemployment and projections of several more months of job losses. The Obama economic team is also bracing for bad economic growth numbers, at least through the second quarter. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The latest insurance industry crash tests raise new questions about microcars.
The very small Honda Fit, Toyota Yaris, and Smart all get high safety marks in single-vehicle crash tests. But if one of these meets a heavier, mid-sized car head-on, severe damage.
The rating that we would give them if we were doing the same kind of rating as we do in our standard crash test would be a poor.
At the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, Adrian Lund says it's simple physics. The vehicle with greater mass will offer greater safety in a crash with a smaller vehicle. Smart USA President Dave Shembri calls this test extreme, a very rare accident.
The history for this car and our on-road statistics have been very good.
John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
Reports say four ships have been seized by Somali pirates since U.S. Captain Richard Phillips was freed. No Americans among the hostages, it appears. Phillips is still on a Navy ship. His crew is making plans to fly home. Can your child walk to the nearest playground? If the answer is no, a nonprofit group is aiming to change that. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The national nonprofit Kaboom is trying to find 100,000 play spaces in 100 days. Kids and parents from coast to coast are being urged to tweet or email an image and location of their nearest playground to Kaboom's site. USA Today says the information gathered will then help individual communities figure out where play areas are sparsest and how to fix that, because that invitation invitation to come out and play shouldn't have to involve a three-mile hike. Steve?
There's a bed bug summit going on outside Washington. The EPA is hosting it, trying to find ways to deal with a bed bug resurgence on many college campuses and in hotels. S&P futures are down 7.5. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has good news for contractors. And what contractor could use a little of that? The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders. Werner, preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get our 6-foot fiberglass stepladder at a new lower price of just $58. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
What's the true cost to own a minivan? If you choose the Honda Odyssey, the answer is less than you might think. Because it's a top safety pick by the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, your insurance costs can be significantly lower over the long term. Plus, it's nice to know your passengers will feel protected too. Good reasons why the Odyssey is the best-selling minivan in America.
Based on all Polk & Company retail registrations for the minivan segment January through November 2008, based on Edmunds.com's true cost to own for the first 5 years of ownership.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Quest CEO Joe Nagio will report to prison today unless the Supreme Court decides otherwise. Kirk Anderson lost some $300,000 in the insider trading case against Nagio.
I figured the best way to celebrate him going to jail, where he'll have a little more Spartan life style, is to open up a really fancy bottle of wine and toast with a few people who have been through this with me.
Anderson speaking with 9 News. Nagio will be assigned a cubicle to share with another federal prisoner and assigned a job that pays up to 40 cents an hour. You'll see more helmets on the slopes next year at ski resorts like Keystone, Breckenridge, and Vail. Vail resorts will require all employees to wear helmets. Co-president Joe Garnsey.
And we will have some employees that will push back a little bit, but I think once they're in a helmet and they're actually wearing it, they'll find out, as I did, when I started wearing a helmet, that it's not that big of a deal. It actually gives you a comfort level. And
Vail will also require helmets on children in the ski school beginning next year. Xcel Energy has been named the nation's leading utility wind power provider by the American Wind Energy Association. Joe Fuentes with Xcel.
In Colorado, as you know, I mean, we keep growing our wind portfolio. Right now we have over 1,000 megawatts of wind, and of course we have bids out for more wind to come on the system in the near future.
Colorado is one of 7 states that has more than 1,000 megawatts of wind. 9 News investigative reporter Paula Woodward hanging it up after 32 years with the station. The Denver Post recalling Woodward's story years ago that showed city workers slacking on the job. Sports: Nuggets win the division title last night. They beat the Kings 118-98. The Rockies were shut out by the Cubs, nearly no hit. 4-0, the final score. They're off today and play again tomorrow in Chicago. And the Avs fire GM Francois Giguère after 3 seasons. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
There's stalls to get in your way. Southbound 2 1/4, though, getting real slow after that Parker curve up to I-25. Southbounders on I-25 dragging as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen, just past 112 towards 84th. We'll break loose for a little bit, then you'll hit your brakes again once you get downtown. Westbounders on 36, you're going to see some delays as you are trying to get to Boulder once you get past Table Mesa. C-470, the sun's hitting you in the eyes once you get past Wadsworth towards Lucent. Speeds pick up again for just a little while, then from Broadway to Quebec, they're going to drop into the 30s and 20s. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, it's Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin, and we're working on we're going to try for the ACLU. We're trying for the woman who got bit by the dogs, and I'm going to talk about that too. We've got Bruce Fine, wonderful guest, lined up to talk about some issues that I have with Obama over prisoners and the way that they're treated, and the rule of law. So I guess the rule of law is kind of a topic this morning. And John lined up Media Matters for us, and we're going to go to town on that one, too. So, and we've got the teabagging party tomorrow. So we've got a full plate of a full menu, a complement of stuff, even some late hors d'oeuvres added into the mix. So I'm looking forward to talking to you. David in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. We'll have to see if you have your sense of humor working this morning, but I kind of caught one thing you said earlier.
Sure.
If the fellow calling in about Mormon religion was a little bit sensitive, it might have been because you mentioned that show, Big Love.
Yes.
I think was kind of a touchy topic. But you said that, well, you make fun of all religions, but I'm pretty sure that you would never make fun of Islam.
Actually, there is an Islamic comedian, though. I forget his name, but he does make fun of it. And my point was. But
there's one Islamic comedian, and
I'm sure there are several. There's a woman I can think of off the top of my head. There's a guy working out of Chicago. I don't remember their names.
But infidels never make fun of Islam.
I beg pardon?
Infidels never make fun of Islam. And in other words, if it had been a Muslim calling in, you have to admit, you would be saying, oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I would have been saying, are there any Islamic comedians? What's the name of the Islamic comedian in Chicago is what I would have asked him.
Fun of other
but that's
people
what I would have
religion.
Asked him. You asked me what I would have said, and I told you. I would have said, oh, is there an Islamic comedian? Who is it? Because I'll have him on immediately.
Right, but I mean, we're most people, even like.
And how did I make, wait a minute, I'm still confused, back up. Because if you're LDS, I'd really like to know from you, are there any Mormon comedians? And two, how do they make fun of the Mormon religion by asking if there's a comedian there?
The Mormons make fun of themselves, like with those Jell-O molds they always make. Apparently that's something real popular, making Jell-O salad. And I've heard them joke about that. I mean, they don't have they're not touchy people, in other words. They're very convicted in their faith, and they don't take personally people making fun of them. That was just...
I didn't make fun of them. I made fun of the fact that there are no Mormon comedians.
But still, my point stands that people will not make fun of Islam, even though there's plenty to make fun of.
And what would you make fun of? What would be your Islam
what about
joke?
The fact that Muhammad married a six-year-old girl and consummated the marriage when she was nine?
And I don't think that's necessarily true, but good luck
it
with
is.
That.
It is. It's true.
No.
And you
not
know, talk about teabagging...
And how is that funny at all? If it was true, teabagging is funny, however. Teabagging is funny because right-wing conservatives obviously don't know what it means. That's why they've been sitting there going, we're going to go teabagging. This will be fun.
No,
and
Aaron,
it's like, whoa, dude.
Aaron, what is funny
do
is
do you
that
have any idea
Muhammad,
what you're saying?
His sexual practices put teabagging to shame.
Oh, see, this is what you don't understand. You don't understand. See, here's what you don't understand. You don't understand what's funny, so you're gone. Goodbye. I'm not going to waste time talking to somebody with no sense of humor. Art in Aurora, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Hey, I was kind of wondering if maybe you and John could get maybe a J-Cam hooked up.
A J-Cam?
Yeah, a J-Cam so we can check up on Jay and see how he's doing.
Oh, I see. Okay. I don't know. That would be up to Jay and whether he wanted one. I know he's had some pictures of his hospital room and other things put on Facebook, but I don't know whether they would do that. But I wish him well, and I hope he gets back in the chair as soon as he can.
I'm sure you would go along with it. But my real question, actually it's not a question. I was listening to Slanthead Peter Boyles on K-How, and they were bringing up the idea of fiat money. And fiat money is paper money that's not backed by anything, which is why I suspect they want them to stop spending. But money hasn't been backed by gold or securities for, like, many years.
I know.
And so they're trying to put a spin on an old idea that's not really worthy of why they're doing it. So, I just kind of – they also said that the teabag party was not a – partisan issue. Yeah. So,
well, Here's what it is. It's partisan, and they don't even understand that what they're protesting are the policies of the Republicans. So it's really kind of a sad protest all around, actually. I would be embarrassed to be seen at it if I supported it. I would not support it ever in this lifetime. Or the next, probably, if there is a next.
Really?
No. Not right, ever.
Thanks. That's you all bet. I have to say.
Thanks. Jason in Morrison, thank you for joining us on AM760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Hey, I had some information about that Weld County thing.
Oh, you mean sure.
The I'm an ACLU member, so I guess it doesn't really call it me as officially ACLU, but I read the article that the ACLU sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And the sole reason for that was because they went in and seized 1,500 tax returns just because of a few that they suspected.
And so, that's the problem.
That is the problem entirely. And what the caller had brought it up before didn't really understand is they didn't know who was illegal and who wasn't.
No.
So, I mean, that's it's an invasion of privacy. I mean, it could have been his tax return.
Yeah, and we're talking a little bit about that ethnicity this morning. And if you had a Latino surname and your taxes were seized and you weren't an illegal, how would you feel? I mean, then everybody knows your tax business, and tax records are sacrosanct. You know, they're not supposed to be looked at. The government isn't supposed to be able to go in and go, you know what, I don't like you. I'm going to go get your tax records and screw you up. You know what I mean? They can't do that, and that's part of the problem.
It's the same reason that, the government can't illegally wiretap you. They can't.
Well, they did under Bush, but yeah. Reed Nerider, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, an attorney with Jacobs, Chase, and Frick, Kleinhoff, and Kelly of Denver, who was working on behalf of the American Civil Liberties Union, said, tax records should be private, and because you have a suspicion that someone filed taxes with an Hispanic tax preparer might be doing something wrong, does not give you license to seize apparently they seized 5,000 tax records and look for a needle in a haystack. And this was the possible. They went through, the deputies seized the 5,000 records. Then they found evidence of roughly 1,330 suspected illegal immigrants with false or stolen Social Security numbers. The Internal Revenue Service requires everyone to file them regardless of citizenship. So there may have been some people doing things illegal. That's true. But you can't break into some place and seize everybody's personal and private information and go, oh, some of you are crooks, let's go, without more information. Now, with the guy with Texas, as I understand it, I can understand if they went after his particular tax records. Do you see what I mean? Or his particular Social Security number. That I can understand.
If you have a list of names,
or Social Security numbers that are being used in a false manner.
Sure. Get a warrant and go in and get those. But don't seize the whole lot just because, somebody else may be doing something wrong. I mean, that's just...
Well, and here's what else they did. They hurt the tax preparer, Amalia Cerrillo, because she doesn't necessarily know that these people are using illegal Social Security numbers. She's just filling it out. And she said she was relieved and happy, but she hopes to rebuild her business. But this has been decimated because who would trust her after this? You know what I mean? Because her information was just seized.
Sure. Yeah, her information was seized. But the other bigger problem to this is what a lot of people don't understand, especially the caller they called in before, was that our laws apply to everyone, whether they're here legally, they're here on vacation, you're here on a visa, you still have to follow the law.
Yeah.
And that also means that the government has to follow the law. So,
I hope so.
I mean, if you go on vacation to Canada and you break one of their laws, and you're going to have to pay the price.
Right.
Our civil liberties are extended to everybody, regardless of why they're here. And that's really important for a lot of people to understand. They just say, well, they're illegal, so we can just do whatever we want to. We can torture them. We can,
Which is why I've got a problem with the Obama administration and the way they're behaving on Bagram in Afghanistan. I just don't think there's any reason to continue those policies of the Bush administration in terms of of rendition and other things. And we're going to talk about that with Bruce Fine next hour, who wrote a searing piece in Slate that I picked up on, and John very kindly got the guest. So it is one of those things that I think, you know, reasonable people have to look at this and say, okay, I don't like the fact that people are stealing Social Security and stealing identities. Believe you me, my identity was, I had one of my creditors, one of the people I pay, right, had a unlawful worker who was stealing everybody's identities. You know, nice, good. So, you know, I mean, it's just crazy, and you don't want your trust to be breached ever, ever, ever. But your tax returns in particular being used by the government or abused by the government is a horrible breach of trust. It's awful. And you can't just go in and say, well, you might be illegal, I'm going to seize this. You can't do that. That's just not true. You can't necessarily do. And the other problem is illegals are asked to pay taxes. So, therefore, are their tax returns less private?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, you just can't start going in and raiding people's houses, you know, tapping people's phones. I mean, you just can't do that just because you think that somebody may be doing something wrong or somebody may be an illegal alien. I'm not real happy with, you know, the illegal situation either, but this isn't the way to solve it, you know.
And that's a very good point. Thank you so much for your call. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin this morning. It's 303-713-7600. We're going to keep checking into this, and I'm going to bring a dog into the mix, too. Roof! Yeah, dogs rule, and they're coming in because we have a first dog. Bo is officially coming to the White House today. Yay. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Time for progressive traffic and John Turk.
Stop and go traffic heading southbound on 25 now in Northland. These delays from 120th now all the way down to 84th. Also really heavy from 48th Avenue down past Spear Boulevard. Southbound 225 also seeing speeds in the teens and 20s. Parker Road down to 25. Also going to be a little busy there from Colfax to Alameda. Other delays, eastbound 6th Avenue, eastbound C4. 70. Looks like some folks dealing with some sun glare this issue. We do have some mostly sunny skies that are coming our way. One accident involving a pedestrian at Hamden and Yosemite. Your forecast, partly cloudy and windy with a high near 70. Could get a shower in the foothills this afternoon. Your current downtown temperature is 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. With no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
It went away because, ladies and gentlemen.
But, sir, how are you listening to Jay? He's nowhere near here.
Oh, I listen online. I just go to.
That's AM760.net, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you sure that's right?
Hey, guys, I know what the website address is. I'm the president, remember? I know everything.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Listen to AM760, Colorado's progressive talk on AM760.net.
Aaron on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. We're talking about the illegal seizure of the records of tax filers at Amelia's Translation and Tax Service in my old stomping grounds of Greeley. And, you know, I grew up in that area outside in the country. And it's just really... looks like it's a violation of the subpoena. They didn't have the goods, and so that's a problem. See, now charges had already been filed against 60 people. Some defendants pled guilty to identity theft and criminal impersonation, and Hyatt said he would not overturn those cases, but expected that some of those defendants would file litigation. This is the problem. You can't violate the law when you're prosecuting the law, and that's... just that, for that, as far as I can tell. Matt in Denver, welcome to AM760, Colorado's, I guess it's Matt in Arvada. Welcome and thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, good show today.
Thank you.
The unfunny caller before who didn't think anybody made fun of Muslims, he needs to tune into HBO and watch Bill Maher sometime.
Yeah.
He rips into Muslims just about every week, just like he does any other religion. I think about a month or two ago, he had a new rules segment where he was talking about how the Department of Homeland Security can prevent terrorism by getting more Muslim men laid. And then he proceeded to show a picture of a contest they were having in Riyadh for the best-looking goat in the country, where they were taking pictures of the winner's rear end.
Oh, no. That man is shameless. But he makes fun of everybody, see? And that's... see... In order to be funny, you have to go along with what people suspect is true. And people, or you know what I mean? You have to make fun of the stereotype, which he's indirectly doing too by that.
Yeah, you know, the stereotype is that they get angry at everything, even the slightest criticism, which for the most part is true, which is why I'm always ripping into Muslims to calm down. There's nothing wrong with a strongly worded letter to the Times.
Well, I think that everybody feels like their ox is gored occasionally, or maybe their pig is stuck. But the reality is, I think we all need to laugh more at each other. And the more we can laugh, and the problem is some humor just isn't funny. And you know, for example, I don't think Andrew Dice Clay is very funny often. But people try to be outrageous and funny, and maybe Glenn Beck will do that too. Certainly he's been hilarious when he's been emotionally, and maybe here's what he was offended about, was me making fun of Glenn Beck going, I'm so worried for my country, I just care so much. You know, and I even pointed out that I'm very emotional too as a host, and you know, sometimes maybe people think I miss the mark, but he's like, he's really... dialed into I don't know where, you know, it's like 1-800 take a Valium.
Yeah,
but
there's a group of religious people who just think that everyone else's faith is open game, and anytime someone criticizes their faith, theirs is supposed to be above criticism.
Well, exactly, and the reality is we all should be better able perhaps to make fun of each other without being offensive. I'm not talking about being offensive. I'm talking about, you know, and again, Bill Maher crosses the line every single day, but he does so because that's his shtick. You see, I mean, Lenny Bruce could be extremely offensive, but he was brilliant, and he was funny, and he was smart. And I don't know how, I think it's very difficult to explain humor, particularly if you're not funny. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
I think that's part of our objectors is if you don't have a sense of humor, it might be a little difficult to see why the rest of us are laughing.
Well, and it's hard this time. In this age, politically, it's really hard for right-wingers like Glenn Beck to find anything to laugh at.
Well, except
their policies have utterly failed.
Well, and it's that's why maybe they are going for teabagging, because that might be more fun. Leroy in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Thanks, Matt.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
I am well.
Good. The reason I was calling is I understand Greeley is your old stomping ground.
I have lived outside of Greeley, yes. I have gone to school within the confines of the Greeley city limits.
I also am from Greeley. I was raised in Greeley, and I was born in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't surprise me one bit because of the mentality of the people in power in Greeley. I think that Greeley and Weld County in general, you know, is pretty racist.
That was my experience of it growing up, is there was a lot of racism, particularly bigotry against Latin Americans.
Well, yeah, and, you know, like, especially, like, I'm of Mexican descent, and I'm bilingual. Mm-hmm. I was born here in the United States. My grandmother spoke to me in Spanish, and I responded in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I can speak both languages, and I know that when migrant kids would come into to school and they spoke only Spanish, when I would translate for them, the teacher would tell me, you know, Leroy, you're in America now. You're supposed to speak English, you know, and I was born here in the United States, and I speak both languages, you know, and as a result of those kids not speaking English, they were put in a class with the mentally handicapped kids, and their learning abilities were interfered with, and they learned at a slower pace because of the environment.
Oh, listen, one of my first experiences with stone-cold racism was when I was at an elementary school. They treated the migrant kids in the manner in which you're describing. They stuck them in the so-called mentally retarded classes.
Right.
Their only issue was they did not speak English.
Right.
So I was asked to help tutor them, and because I grew up partially speaking Spanish. So I said, okay, I will. And, you know, we helped. And it was just, it was devastating to me that it really was enlightening to realize these kids are as smart as I am. They just don't speak English, you know.
Exactly.
And it was really amazing to me the way that they were treated and the condescending way that the teachers addressed them. And it's real. Anybody who says it isn't real has not been sitting in a school, in an elementary school in Colorado, God.
It's been there. It's there. I've been there, done that also. And, in fact, when I was an apprentice electrician, I went and applied at a construction, you know, one of the big construction companies. And you probably know the biggest construction company in Greeley.
Am
you
I?
Know, and with the initials of HP.
Yeah.
And I applied as an electrician, and they flat told me, well, no, I don't think that would be good for you. I think that you would be a better laborer than, you know, an electrician.
This is precisely the problem with that.
To me, the people there see Mexicans as a way of making money and running them through the criminal through the criminal system, you know, and making money off of them. You know, that's why they want the immigration detention facility there. That's why you see so many Mexicans going through their court systems, probation, parole, you know, all that stuff. You know, I mean, you see they get a harsher sentences than the Anglos.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I moved out of there when that happened to me. I was 18 years old when I left Greeley. And I only go back if I have to.
I loved a lot of the people there, but it is not my favorite town. I agree.
Oh.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.
I just had to get that off my chest.
No, I don't. I understand. I experienced the same thing growing up there. I understand completely. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart. Speaking on 760, I am 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. That was a little awkward, Aaron. Now we're going to go. It's time to go for Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Then we're going to talk about the Fort Collins dog owner who was hurt in a pit bull attack. I have some searing words to say about this. This really is a pet issue with me, so to speak. Today's show is full of double entendres, I guess. It's 303-713-7600. Don't forget Bruce Fine and Media Matters all coming up in this show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Aaron, thanks. Got some heavy traffic coming in on 6th Avenue, Wadsworth, all the way to 25 for you eastbounders. Stop-and-go conditions there, same deal in the normal spots. Southbound 25 in North Glen, again, near downtown. Also stop-and-go southbound 225 from the Parker Curve there down to the Tech Center. Also seeing northbound really fill up for us. Bellevue to Yale showing speeds in the teens as well. Our only accident right now is on the surface streets, but it does involve a pedestrian, Hamden and Yosemite there. Also in the Tech Center. Your forecast, partly cloudy, a bit breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Small chance for an afternoon shower as well. Right now we're at 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
You know how windy it can get in Colorado, not to mention other wild weather that we deal with here. Why not get the most durable patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month long. Plus, they want to help you out by paying your sales tax this month on any patio furniture that you buy. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Left alone, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, borrowing money, draining their retirement, selling the family home. That happened to my mom, and it was tough. Look, if you have a family, you need life insurance. So right now, go get a free quote from eFinancial at 1-800-955-2533, because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533.
If you wear safety toe shoes on the job, here's some good news. Now there's a safety toe with 44% more room in the toe box. So much more toe room, they're called King Toe. Best of all, King Toe work boots are genuine Red Wing. So you also get premium leathers, hand stitching, and legendary Red Wing construction. King Toe from Red Wing Shoes. Built to fit, built to last. Since 1905.
Red Wing has shovel-ready boots for your job. Find a store near you at redwingshoes.com.
Prices are up. The cost of running your business is up. Everything's up, except your marketing budget. So what's a small business to do? Email marketing to your current customers with ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get professional-looking email newsletters that keep your customers coming back. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial with plans as low as $15 a month. So even if the economy's down, your sales don't have to be. Put your marketing on the upswing with ConstantContact.com.
This is Aaron Hart, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Thank you for joining me on AM 760. We're talking about all kinds of different things this morning, and I'm going to add one more to the mix in addition to the seizure of the ID theft investigative and tossing out of those tax records, I think appropriately. We're going to talk to Bruce Fine about Obama's policies on prisoners in Afghanistan, among other things. He's calling him Czar Obama. I wouldn't go that far, but I do want to hear from the loyal opposition. And Bruce Fine, you may remember him from testifying regarding the abuses of the Bush administration in terms of our national security interests. And then we will also be talking about, you know, to Media Matters about certain excesses of the current and past and present and future administration. So we'll talk to them and about the media and about the teabag party. Teabagging. We're going to have teabagging. All right. Now, the other thing is, Fort Collins dog owner was hurt in a pit bull attack. Now, here's a pet peeve of mine, and I love this little Bichon Frise. Looks so cute. Louis is just handsome. And I have a small dog, so this particularly hits home with me. And, yes, I hate to say it, but I do look, we're all, you know, have our prejudices. We try not to have them, but when I look at a pit bull, I worry. You know what I mean? I do worry about that. I do not particularly cotton to pit bulls. I don't like them particularly. So, you know, I don't mean anything by it. I do not like it, but it is just, I don't like it in myself, I mean. But I get worried when I see a pit bull. And I've had one pit bull start to come charge us and come close to us. And I quick picked up Pedro and figured if the dog bites me, and I stuck my rear towards the dog because I figured if I'm going to get bit, I want the most ample part of me with the most fat till I get bit. Okay, it's pretty taut, but it's not that. You know, I mean, there's a little extra, perhaps, love there. So if the dog wants to bite me, you know, I just want my, I didn't want my arm bit, for an example. So anyway, they scare me, bottom line. Now, here's what happened. Two pit bulls were caught on tape. The tape is pretty mild by comparison to what it sounds like happened. They attacked the Bichon Frise in Fort Collins, bit the owner on the hand as she began to fight them off. Now, here's the sentence that caught my eye that made me mad. No one, not 10-pound dog Louie, not the two pit bulls, had on leashes. Now, I know we all like to be pioneers, and we like to be, you know, farmers, and we like to not think that dogs ever need leashes. But the reality is, because the Bichon ran out of a garage. At least the Bichon was in a garage where supposedly the was safe. But see, here's what happens when you leave a garage door open. Some nitwit who walks by who does not have their dog leashed could allow their dogs to run in at you and charge your dog. So this is why I get angry. I really do not like people who, you know, it's like I don't like bikers who don't pay attention to the law and try to kill you in a car. I do not like people who don't have leashes on their dogs. I don't care what a good owner you think you are. I don't care how smart you think you are. I don't think how well you think you have your dog under control. All you have to do is look at that polar bear video eating that woman for lunch, and she was saved, but still. Animals are animals, people are people, and no matter how much you think you have your dog under control, you have no idea what might happen to that dog on a given day. You have no idea when you're going to be charged by a pit bull. You have no idea when something may happen. So here's my message to you, especially if you live in an urban environment. Now, if you live in a rural area or you're in your own backyard with a closed and enclosed fence, then let your dog off the leash by all means. That's dandy. But if you live in an urban environment and you don't have a leash on your dog, then you're a dope. You're a stone and you're irresponsible. You're an idiot. So leash your dogs, please. I don't care if you're the victim or the perpetrator. Just get a leash for your dog. Louie could have been recalled really easily. Just pick him up and get him out of the way. Do not And the pit bulls should never, ever, ever, ever have been off a leash, ever. If it were me, I'd give you a $1,000 fine every time I caught you. And maybe then people would realize. I see him in the park near my house all the time. Oh, well, my dog's just friendly. He comes when I call. No, he won't. Not if there's a big steak sitting in front of him. Not if there's some distraction. Not if there's a pit bull trying to bite his neck. He's not going to come when you call him, okay? He's an animal. He will go into the wild. So you know what? Grow up. Realize that having a dog is a huge responsibility. We agree to take care of them until the end of their lives. Therefore, live up to your responsibility as a dog lover and a dog owner. Get a leash and use it. Damn it. 303-713-7600. Rich in Greeley. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. This is Rick. How are you?
I'm fine, Rick. Good.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the last gentleman that had called about growing up in Greeley. I live there now. Obviously, I'm calling from there.
Okay.
I do agree that it is kind of a city where there definitely is some racial problems in the city, as you said, mainly directed towards the Latin American community. And I find that really kind of odd about living there. I really dislike that aspect of the town. And so I agree with you. I think it's not right what they did with these people. But the point I wanted to make, and I'm hoping I can say this in the nicest way possible, is that I think a lot of times the people that are the racist, generally we think of like the white people being racist towards the minority. They have in their head a picture of what that minority is, you know, some stereotype that they try to pigeonhole them into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate, but sometimes that is the truth. And what I don't like is that when those minorities then play into that stereotype almost, they become the stereotype that the more racial people think of them as, and so then it becomes this really horrible circle you can't get out of.
Are you talking about things like Ask a Mexican writes about? I don't know what you're talking about exactly.
No, I've got to think of a really good example, but like I said, I'm trying to think of like a really nice way to say this. But
well, Carlos Mencia talks a lot about different perceptions that everybody has of everybody else.
Sure.
I mean, he's not a Mexican, and he always gets mistaken for one. So
okay. He
talks about some of that in his fine show on Comedy Central. But, you know, I think part of the problem is that, you know, one person's stereotype is another person's cultural way of being. You know what I mean?
It's like
white people are known to be a little uptight. I mean, I've been sitting here making fun, I suppose, of white people indirectly about, because I have not seen a person of color go, we're going to a teabag party. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't know why that is, but I guess, and I've been saying that right wing, I'm sure there's some ignorant, you know, Democrats who might go, ooh, teabagging, let's go. But I don't see many of them out there at the moment. So we all have to watch stereotyping people, I suppose.
Sure, I agree. And that's kind of what I was saying, is that everybody on both sides of the fence, whether you are the racist or not, you need to think about what exactly is that image you either are presenting or you are being racist against, because that's the ultimate problem, and we need to, you know, figure a way to just get past all of that. I mean, we've elected an African-American president, for crying out loud. I think that's a good sign that we can put all of these silly things behind us.
Well, one would hope, but, you know, he got in trouble. What did he use the word? What did he say, moron or retard? He said something that got everybody really emotionally upset from Special Olympics, you know?
Yeah, it was on Jay Leno.
He said
something about bowling a score, and he wanted to... He could make the Special Olympics. Yes, and people
that was it. That was it. That was
yeah.
it. And he, but he's also used words like the other ones. I can't remember what the context
sure.
was. But we all make dumb mistakes, you know. And there's sometimes when he says things about women and stuff that I go, maybe a little misogyny there. Hopefully that's coming from your grandfather, not from you. But, you know, and some of us like to shock, and some of us like to... I mean, I was making fun this morning, definitely. But I really still have a call out. If anybody knows of a Mormon comedian, please let me know. Because I would like to have them on as a guest.
I don't know of any.
I don't know either. So we'll continue the hunt for the great... I mean,
okay.
Glenn Beck, as far as I know, isn't intentionally a comedian just yet. But there we go. Thank you very much for your call.
You're very welcome.
It's 7:46. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. And about dog lover, I don't mean to malign pit bull owners. Look, you may be the most responsible dog owner ever. But you know what? I got to tell you something. Get a leash for your dog. Steve, and I think you're in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, a couple things. First of all, Obama, you know, he's such a funny guy. I don't know if you've seen him for the Easter reading the story.
He was reading Where the Wild Things Are by Morris Sendak, one of my favorite childhood stories ever. That's such a funny story, you know, with the weird monsters. He was doing a monster.
I know it.
He was great, wasn't he? I hadn't seen that until last night. I was thoroughly charmed, I have to say.
Well, so is my wife. And, you know, I mean, we wouldn't have seen that in our other president. I think he would spend 5 minutes. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Five minutes for the Easter celebration, and then he'd be gone. I mean, you know, the thing about Obama, he's willing to, show that he's a real human being, you know? Like his joke about the Special Olympics, he was just, you know, saying, you know, I'm not very good at what I do.
Exactly, but he wasn't trying to say all people from the Special Olympics are bad. He was saying that he bowls like he's a terrible bowler. And he used a very common mistake. Any of us might have done that. And I agree. Look, I'm not going to be free of it. You're not going to be free of it. All of us are going to step on each other's toes sometimes. But what I loved about yesterday, and I have to say, when I saw the clips of it last night, I was thinking, you know, we really have a dad in chief. And I had never seen that side of him, the daddy side, the one who read to Malia and Sasha and who made funny faces and, you know, that stare that he had to make everybody laugh. And his wife saying, and First Lady Michelle Obama saying, you're scaring them again. You know what I mean? It was just like, I love this. We have real people in the White House again who don't look like they were manufactured for prime time, you know? It's like, yay.
Did you see him running with his dog in the White House?
No.
Oh, that was so sweet. Him and the dog were running away from the camera.
And
he was in a full run with his dog on a leash. I wanted to tell you real quick, the other day I was in Denver, had my dog on a leash. She's a red heeler.
Yeah.
And the lady comes out and she said, hey, let's see your dog. I'm like, yeah, sure. And as she's down there, her door's open a crack. Here comes her little dog, about 2 pounds, running out the door and starts biting my dog, you know?
Oh, no.
And you know how sometimes those little dogs are.
They can be pretty ferocious. My little terrier, when you're on his block, will let you know about it, you know? And because, you know, there's a real sensitive area when you want your dog to bark when strangers come to your door, but then they bark at people across the street. You're like, hey, dude, he's not that close. It's okay. But it's really hard to teach the distinction to a dog, I think, don't you?
It is.
Dogs can be fierce. You're right. So what did you do?
My dog turned around and just kind of gave a nip at the little dog to, you know, stop it. But that was the overriding thing. My dog, she's not a biter at all. But she's like, oh, my gosh, does she have rabies shots? Well, I'm thinking to myself, it was interesting because it was like her little dog, not on a leash, running up to my dog, biting the heck out of her, and she's asking me if my dog has...
How sad is that? It's like, and do you own a leash, lady? And why do you leave your door open and let your little dog, run outside? My sister would have added the word dropkick, but anyway. Okay, thank you for your call. It's 7:51. Now I've offended all the people. I have a small dog, just for the record. I don't call him a dropkick dog, though. I find that offensive, and I laugh at my sister every time she does it. 303-713-7600. It's 7:51 in the Mile High. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And here's Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
You've never wondered how far you could punt a Smoky Terrier?
No! I would not kick my dog, John, ever!
Okay.
Okay, only if I thought he would fly high. No, never mind, Pedro, I'm just kidding.
Right, so am I. I'm sorry. I'll get to traffic. Aaron, traffic looking good for us on the freeways around town. As far as accidents concerned, none of them so far this morning. Our lone accident involving a pedestrian on the surface streets at Hamden and Yosemite. But we do see some stop-and-go conditions. Northbound side of 25, really busy. You're going to see it from Founders Parkway all the way to Surrey Ridge. Stop-and-go there. Briefly break loose, and then it's going to be busy again after the tech center from Colorado all the way to 6th Avenue, seeing speeds in the teens and that stretch as well. Same deal for southbounders on 25, normal spots Northland, again near downtown. Also, speeds in the teens, southbound 225, Parker to 25, eastbound 270, 25 to Vasquez, and these eastbound approaches in on 6th Avenue and C-470, some of that probably due to sun glare. Your forecast, partly cloudy and windy with a high near 70, could get a shower in the foothills this afternoon. Your current downtown temperature, 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me four out of four stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says Ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will see.
And that clip you paid.
We're 12-year-olds.
I had to pull off the road.
I know. We're 12-year-olds. We can't help it.
Well, I fit right into that whole program then.
Apparently.
We got weak retail sales for the month of March, weaker than expected. As a matter of fact, retail sales we're expecting to see for March increased 0.3%, and indeed they dropped 1.1%. So the consumer continues to have some challenges economically speaking. That's pulling the markets down right now, Aaron. The Dow is down 111. The NASDAQ Composite is down 12.6. The S&P is down 11. And the Russell, sometimes we call that the Marvin, is down 8.5. So we are seeing a bit of a pullback today. So people need help with their investment guidance.
Yes,
we can provide it at Presidential Brokerage.
Good, and we like that. It's 303-749-2770, and Michael Spear has a sense of humor, and we all know that now, too. Great, as if we didn't before.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Presidential Brokerage, and Mike Spear, Executive Vice President, 303-749-2770. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a great day.
You bet, you too. And my dog is not Dropkick. 756 it is. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvettes or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
James says... Jay Marvin, and we've been having kind of a mixture of silly and searing today, and we're talking about dogs, we're talking about leashes. Please keep your dog on a leash in an urban environment, would you? Please. It's just, and the Obamas have made a donation, by the way, to the ASPCA because they did not get a rescue dog. They got a Portuguese water dog, and who I love them. They're very curly. They're fun. They're sweet dogs, generally speaking, although they can be a bit rambunctious. I walked one named Hubert that used to run me into light poles for grins because when he got mad. But that's why he needed a walker and a trainer. But anyway, I wasn't the trainer. 303-713-7600. Ray and Aurora, welcome, and thank you for joining us. And we've got Bruce Fine coming up. Hi, Ray.
Hi,
Ray?
How are you?
Hey, good.
I think the president's
we
doing
got 30 seconds.
Job, and he's trying to be friends with everyone and talk to everyone and get everyone together. And he's going to make a few mistakes verbally, so what?
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I agree. Although I do have some issues with his imperialist weeding of executive power. We'll talk more about that coming up on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. The Fed chairman says there are tentative signs the recession may be easing, but Ben Bernanke warns a lasting recovery depends on stabilizing financial markets. The latest economic news just out, retail sales last month were down 1.2%. A shock to analysts like Nigel Galt.
This will be a disappointment relative to expectations, especially after better-than-expected numbers in January and February.
Wholesale prices fell last month. Energy costs and food prices were down. But it's a familiar story on house prices. They're still falling.
I'm Peter King. There seems to be no end in sight.
We continue to see things moving downward in a universal way.
IntelliRail CEO Rick Miles crunches the numbers for the IAS Corporation.
At a national level, they continue to fall 3% again in February.
That's down more than 14% from last year, a nearly 11% drop in the past 5 months. Miles says the biggest hits were in the New England area, particularly Boston. Here in Florida.
If a summer vacation on the open road is in your plans, government forecasters say gas should average about $2.23 a gallon this summer. Industry analyst Tom Closa.
Anything really over $2 a gallon at this point
is negative for the economy, and it's negative for consumers. So it'll be interesting to see if consumers don't push back again.
Lower demand drove prices down from around $4 a gallon last summer. President Obama delivers a major speech on the economy about 90 minutes from now. The presidential candidates gave earmarks a bad name, criticizing those costly pet projects over and over. But despite all the talk, they're still there.
Publishing more than 50 pages of so-called pork projects, the head of Citizens Against Government Waste, Tom Schatz, says this year's pig book shows more than $18 billion of projects that avoided review and hearings.
Even though members have said, we're not spending as much, pork is better, earmarks are lower, that is actually not the case.
This citizens group says reforms favored by President Obama so far led to fewer members of Congress putting their names on the projects, but the amount of waste keeps soaring. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Somali pirates have seized another ship off Africa, four now since the Navy operation to free American Captain Richard Phillips. His crew has left the Maersk, Alabama, is making plans now to head home. At least two people were killed by bad weather in the south, heavy rain and strong winds. A tornado was spotted today north of Tampa, Florida. Steve Nelson's part of a group of 50 scientists preparing what will be the largest study of tornadoes that starts next month.
These people are experts at what they do. They have at their fingertips the best information around from radars, including their own radars. They know which way they're moving. As long as they keep watching their safety protocols, then they'll be fine.
Do you check the kitchen cabinets when a major food recall is announced? A new Rutgers University study finds 84% listen to the news, but just 60% of us check to see if recalled items are actually in the house. The Dow is down 103. This is CBS News.
So my little brother, who runs his own business, tells me, the holy grail in business is your customer's email. So I'm like, okay, but how can you, Mr. No Creative Bone in Your Body, do something snazzy like email marketing? And he goes, ConstantContact.com. You know, if I had known he'd be this successful, I totally would have given him the top bunk.
ConstantContact.com. Email marketing with tons of easy-to-use, professional-looking templates so you can be as creative as you want. Get a free 60-day trial and free live phone support at ConstantContact.com.
If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The trial of a man suspected of beating a transgender woman to death begins today in Weld County. Alan Andrade is accused of killing 18-year-old Angie Zapata. Gay rights groups tell 9 News they hope the trial will attract national attention.
This will have a landmark kind of decision that comes out of it. Hate crimes throughout Colorado are not terribly reported.
Mindy Barton is with the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center of Colorado. The group has advertised the trial in 22 state newspapers. Denver City workers will get a few unpaid days off this year, whether they want them or not. The Denver Post reports Mayor John Hickenlooper has told workers to plan for a second furlough day next month, plus perhaps two more in the fall. Former Quest CEO Joe Nocio scheduled to report to federal prison this morning in Pennsylvania. The Larimer County Humane Society is trying to find the owners of two pit bulls that attacked a small dog at an office park last week. Jackie Harris told 9 News the attack on her Bichon Frise was frightening.
I could see my dog's neck inside one of the pit bull's mouth.
It happened in in Fort Collins. The pit bull's owners left the scene. And after 32 years as Denver's best-known investigative reporter, Paula Woodward plans to call it quits. The Denver Post reports Woodward's investigative reporting included a well-known story from years ago that exposed city workers slacking on the job. In sports, the Nuggets have won the division title. They beat the Kings last night, 118-98. Rockies were shut out by the Cubs yesterday, 4-0. They have the day off and play again at Wrigley Field tomorrow. And the Avs fire GM Francois Giguère after 3 seasons. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where there's an accident blocking up the left lane of westbound I-70 right around Pecos. Does involve three cars, so you have to watch out for delays there. Southbounders on I-25 still slow as you're trying to get downtown. It's going to take you about 20 to 25 minutes right now, this travel in either direction of I-25, from about the stadium on into the tech center. Very slow for northbounders, but you will find some very heavy pockets on the southbound side. C-470 struggling as you're traveling eastbound, that due to a mixture of volume and sunshine. Broadway to I-25 off the highway's got a rollover accident. This is Monaco and Bellevue. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
I want to compliment you. I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And he is, and Jay, we wish you well. And John's a short-timer. He's getting ready to go on vacation. Can't wait. Listen, if I had the beach in front of me, I'd be... I have an adventure in front of me, and I'm so distracted with all I have to do before I can leave on my adventure that I'm still a little addled. But I totally understand. Rock on. It's Tuesday. Let's celebrate. And I have to say this really quickly. I know that some of you may not want to call us after we play this next segment, but you know what? The reality is you're just going to have to come and play, all right? Bring your tea bags. Come on in. We'll sit down. We'll have a little tea party amongst ourselves. So all of you right-wing conservatives who are planning on heading to El Paso County, Denver metro area, Mesa County, Larimer, Weld, Loveland, wherever you're headed to the tea party, I want to hear where you're headed, what you're going to do, how you're going to hang out. You probably can't hear me in Mesa County, but there you go. All right, here's the thing. We're talking about dogs and being kept on leashes in a light of that Fort Collins dog owner being hurt in a pit bull attack. And may I say, Paula Woodward, nice work, good work. Have a great career after this, whatever you end up doing in retirement. And a judge has all halted the Colorado ID theft investigation. Aaron, why are you revamping all the topics you've been talking about before? Good question. Well, Bruce Fine, we had a little miscommunication about timing, so he's going to do TV now, and he'll be maybe our guest tomorrow. So we'll stand by for that, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. He wrote a searing article about Obama in Slate, and since I mostly agree with Obama, I wanted to talk to him because I too am disturbed a bit by the and I'm even confusing them, the Obama administration stance on some of these issues. So we'll aim for him tomorrow. And that'll be cool. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you about, though, because we're 12-year-old children here sometimes. I'm a talk show host, and in addition to being everything else I am, I have an inner 12-year-old. I might not have when I first started working in talk radio, but I've gotten progressively sillier. The longer I'm in talk radio, I think the sillier I get, which is to tell you something about the profession, perhaps, because you can't take a lot of it seriously. Okay, so, but here's the thing. We played, and John snagged this for me on, because I called him last night, and one of John's most amazing talents as a producer is you can call him at 7 o'clock at night, your time, 8 o'clock his time, which I forgot, so I'm forgetting. He's up being Obama reading to the kids, you know what I mean? He's reading to his lovely children, and I'm sitting here calling him with, oh, because I'm rolling on the floor laughing at David Schuster, who's a very straight forward, very, who also got in trouble, by the way, for criticizing, I think it was Chelsea Clinton. Didn't he say something about her? Yes, he did. So we all stick our foot in our mouths. Well, during the last hour, since we referred to it anyway, during the first hour of this program today, we played a segment by David Schuster on MSNBC that refers to the coming protests tomorrow. And it's so double entendre and so neatly done And, you know, I can be witty in my time, but this is so good, I'm not even gonna emulate it because it's so fine. So here is David Schuster on MSNBC. We're going to replay it because our guest has bailed and we're here and we're going to talk to you. And we can talk about whatever you'd like for this hour, and Media Matters will come on and talk about the conservative misinformation alert coming up in the next hour. And we'll enjoy that too. But meantime, it's your show now. So whatever you want to talk about. You want to yell at me? Go ahead. If you want to talk about dogs and dog owners and leashes, yay. If you want to talk about the Colorado ID theft investigation, hurrah. We're also going to still aim to get the ACLU on. And if you're listening, ACLU, we want to talk to you. And we invite you to come bag the teabag party. We're going to talk to you about bagging the teabag party. So here is, and we're possibly tomorrow, Bruce Fine will be able to join us, and we're really glad about that. Okay, here is David Schuster in a brilliant, brilliant series of double entendres about, he's basically bagging on the teabag party. Here it is.
For most Americans, Wednesday, April 15th will be tax day, but in our fourth story tonight, it's going to be teabagging day for the right wing, and they are going nuts for it. Thousands of them whipped out the festivities early this past weekend, and while the parties are officially toothless, the teabaggers are full-throated about their goals. They want to give President Obama strong tongue-lashing and lick government spending, spending they did not oppose when they were under Presidents Bush and Reagan. They oppose Mr. Obama's tax rates, which will be lower for most of them, and they oppose the tax increases Mr. Obama is imposing on the rich, whose taxes will skyrocket to a rate about 10% less than it was under Reagan. That's teabagging in a nutshell, taking its inspiration from the Boston Tea Party when colonists tossed British tea into the sea because the tax on it had not been voted on by their own duly elected representatives. That's exactly the opposite, of course, of today's taxes, known in some quarters as taxation with representation. But as New York Times columnist Paul Krugman points out today, this time the teabagging is not a spontaneous uprising. The people who came up with it are a familiar circle of Republicans, including former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former House Majority Leader Dick Armey, both of whom have firm support from right-wing financiers and lobbyists, as well as Washington prostitute patron Senator David Vitter, who has issued statements in support of teabagging but is publicly tight-lipped. Then there is the media, specifically the Fox News Channel, including Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity. Both are looking forward to an up-close and personal taste of teabagging themselves at events this Wednesday. But most amusing of all is Neil Cavuto, a member of the network's executive committee. Neil's online bio says he joined the network in July of 1996, 3 months before the Fox News Channel went on the air. Cavuto, defending his network's promotion of teabagging, said, quote, "We are going to be right in the middle of these teabaggers because at Fox, we do not pick and choose these rallies and protests. We were there for the Million Man March." Can we roll that footage, the Fox News coverage of the Million Man March back in October of 95? Of course, the Million Man March occurred, as NewsHounds.org points out, almost a year before Fox News was on the air. We can only speculate why widespread teabagging made Cavuto think of the Million Man March, unless he got them confused with Dick Armey. And in Cavuto's defense, if you are planning simultaneous teabagging all around the country, you're going to need a Dick Armey.
Okay, probably, I don't know what you're doing with your green eggs and ham now, but there you go. All right, so there is, and really, every double entendre still makes me laugh. John can testify to you that I was whispering in his ear and laughing the whole time. So I really appreciate wonderful writing like that. And particularly when he nailed, you know, taxation with representation. You guys are idiots. And tax rates that are 10% under what they were during Ronald Reagan. Do these guys think we don't remember anything? Do they think that everybody in this country fell off a turnip truck? Well, maybe only the people who were at the rally teabagging. 303, because they don't read Urban Dictionary either. 303-713-7600. And I just have to say, the more I read about the three pirates, three rounds, three dead bodies off Somalia, That was really some phenomenal sniper shooters. And, you know, I have a friend who's progressive. He's actually my contractor, and he's a progressive, and he gives me the progressive rate, which I really appreciate for him. He gives me a progressive discount. Yay, him! So, anyway, and thank you. Thank you so much, Jeff. You're a phenomenal guy. So, anyway, he and I were discussing it last night because he's a pacifist. He's always been a pacifist. And he was saying, you know, but he was also appreciative. He's got some friends in the military, and like many of us. And he said, three gunshots, all three fatal, as the CNN story goes, fired in a dark sky by three specially trained U.S. Navy SEALs. He goes, you know, I'm against violence, but if you got to have violence, that kind of, you know, that kind of expertise, you really have to fully appreciate. And you know what? You really do. I actually am for interdiction when necessary, so I am a little more less pacifistic than he is, certainly. But I just think it was an amazing 75 feet. If you've ever fired a gun, you're just like, whoa, and on a rolling ship in the ocean? That's some shooting. You know, I don't care how good you think you are. That is some shooting. So pretty amazing. 303-713-7600. Renee in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Aaron.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was great. That was a great little shtick. And, yes, the snipers were great. But since it's wide open,
yes.
I thought it might be nice to take a moment, speaking of happy things, to talk about what happened in Vermont. I thought that was pretty cool.
You mean the approval of gay marriage?
Yeah.
And how about the Supreme Court in Iowa?
Okay, this is what I want to talk about. The Supreme Court in Iowa, okay, that was great. That was really exciting. But I really think that electoral victories are more significant and more beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to talk about, is that what happened in Vermont, that's unique. That really was a first. And it was a coincidence that we had Iowa and now New Jersey is looking at it, New Hampshire and so on and so forth. But the question is, you know, is the tide turning? You know, is it going to be boom, boom, boom now? We're going to see really a huge shift on this issue. And I wonder if you've been thinking about it.
Do you want to know what I really think?
Yeah.
I don't think yet. I think you'll see a lot. I mean, Iowa gives me hope, because it's not a blue New England state, okay, and it's not a Mid-Atlantic state, so, and it's not California. And in California, they just voted for Proposition 8. So, you know, bigotry still abounds against gay marriage in this country, without a doubt. And I think it will. I think it's changing. I think it's going to take a little longer, maybe, than people would like it to take. Certainly, I would like it all to be over now, but I have to be realistic, especially in light of the fact. Did you read the story about Amazon.com? I was outraged.
Yeah,
today
in
when
fact,
I heard
yeah,
that.
I was on the net. But you know,
for those of you, wait a minute, Renee, I have to clue everybody else in because
okay.
You and I. Okay. For those of you who don't know, I was listening to the BBC this morning. Amazon.com apparently put in a new screening filter to edit out both erotic literature and specifically gay literature out of their top seller list. And, you know, to try to appear to be, quote unquote, more family friendly. Well, what they forget is a lot of their clientele are gays and people who buy erotic literature and everything else. And they're going to offend them, which is flat out stone cold stupid. Not only is it bigoted and dumb, and they at first tried to pretend that they were just doing it, that it was a glitch, that it was a mistake. Oops, you know, oops, my Aunt Fanny. It was deliberate. And now they're trying to hem and haw and get it over. And, you know, I know a lot of people who use Amazon.com who happen to be gay, and they are not happy.
But may I just comment on that a little bit? Because it was like it started with one guy got the email from them and figured out what was going on. And within hours, it was flying all over the Internet. And the thing is, some of the people they were messing with were what? Writers. And writers don't like censorship, and they don't appreciate it. Doesn't matter if they're gay or not. It was all over. It was in every blog. It was on every board. And Amazon yesterday was absolutely flooded, which I encourage listeners to contact them and say, I don't appreciate this. So that's the good news. I wanted to comment on how ridiculous it was. Children's books were listed as adult and therefore deranked.
No.
Children's books, because they touched on a book about theology, a book about military policy. So it was obvious censorship. It was really ridiculous. But
it's so cool that nowadays you can't get away with that. It was like all power to the people yesterday, all
lovely.
Over them. And yeah. I see it coming. It's going to change in a minute because they offended their writers and their publishers and their customers, and they couldn't just sort of bottle it up anymore, you know, because of the power of the people on the Internet.
And I've been saying for a long time, we can all dance at each other's weddings, gay or straight, we'll be a happier country. Or not, you know, if people don't choose to get coupled up, too. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call, Renee.
Bye.
I appreciate it. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. And I'd love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. I'm a bit overdue for a traffic break, so I'm going to hide me there. It's 821. It's time to check in for Progressive Traffic with John Turk. How's it going, John?
Well, we got a call from our listener, Dan, up in Erie. Dan, thank you for this tip. Crash southbound I-25 around 112th Avenue. Going to see some pretty heavy backups past 120th. Already had some stop-and-go conditions all the way down to 84th Avenue, so that's only going to increase. Now, our other accident blocking the left lane westbound I-70 around Pecos. That's causing some jams back past Brighton Boulevard, so elevated deck of 70 starting to fill up for us as well. Northbound 25. Really busy heading out of Castle Rock, beginning at Founders Parkway. Going to break loose after Surrey Ridge. Also busy, stop and go, rather, between Colorado Boulevard and 6th Avenue. Also, stop and go conditions, eastbound 6th, Sheridan to 25, and eastbound C-470 now from Broadway all the way up to the interstate. Rollover crash in the intersection, Bellevue and Monaco, and crews have cleaned up that accident at Hamden and Yosemite. Your forecast, partly cloudy and a bit breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Small chance for an afternoon shower as well. Right now we're at 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
No. The Douglas County Democratic Party invites you to join them at their 5th annual Clinton Carter Dinner on Saturday, April 25th. This dinner has it all. Great speakers like Governor Bill Ritter, the National Director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner, and Andrew Romanoff as the MC. Plus live entertainment and a silent auction. Be part of the new energy that's turning Douglas County blue. Tickets can be purchased at douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-907-8961.
If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Nice to know your passengers will feel protected, too. Good reasons why the Odyssey is the best-selling minivan in America.
Based on all Polk & Company retail registrations for the minivan segment January through November 2008, based on Edmunds.com's true cost to own for the first 5 years of ownership.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges.
Right out of the box, without IT expertise, at a price that any business can afford.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances.
That's 888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
The Home Depot has good news for contractors. And what contractor could use a little of that? The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders. Werner, preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get our 6-foot fiberglass stepladder at a new lower price of just $58. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll confront Craig Shirley, Reagan biographer and president of Shirley and Bannister Public Affairs, about Reaganomics versus Obamanomics. Plus, admitted former terrorist Waleed Shobat author of the new book, Why We Want to Kill You, will be here to talk about why instances of piracy are on the rise.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We're really giving it to the poor old right-wing Republicans, aren't we? Teabag alert. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're working on rescheduling Bruce Fine, and we were going to have this hour, and also we're checking on the ACLU. Meantime, the Fort Collins dog owner, if you're listening, we'd like to talk to you, because I just want to know why you didn't have your dog on a leash with an open garage door. Because yesterday, the garage door opened, and I called Pedro and grabbed him really quick. And I'm not saying accidents don't happen. You know, I really, even when I'm working with Pedro in the garage or in the front yard, especially, I live on a fairly busy street, I keep him leashed to a tether. I do. Maybe I'm hyper-vigilant, whatever, but I'd rather be hyper-vigilant and have a live dog. You know what I mean? 303-713-7600. Bob in Littleton, welcome to Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Erin. How you doing?
I am well.
Hey, I have to admit, I guess my carnal knowledge has been limited here, but I didn't realize what teabagging was until you mentioned, you know, go to the
Urban Dictionary.
So I just thought I'd bring a few more terms here so people might understand. But I think when we have these teabagging parties, people need to understand that they're either going to be a teabagger or a teabaggee, right?
Yes, exactly. And a receiver of the teabags, as we said.
Right. I guess that men could probably be the teabagger or teabaggy, and women could be strictly the teabaggy.
Unless you're gay, or unless you're bi, or
right,
unless, you
or know. Or if you're and if you're a eunuch, I guess all you could be is a teabaggy, right?
I guess yes.
So I just want to, you know, maybe the right wing Republicans might want to get a little more carnal knowledge. I mean, I guess I didn't realize what
well,
it was.
You know, the only reason I know is because when I was in my misspent youth, and I went to Fire Island, and I got introduced to a number of terms that I had never understood either. And, you know, and I went to a couple of nudie beaches where, you know, I saw a number of let's say, accoutrements that people decorate themselves with that I was rather surprised by. Because I'm from Nunn, Colorado, man. And part of me is totally blushing right now. If you could see me, my little cheeks are really red. But it's like, you know, but because I have an inner 12-year-old who likes to make fun of right-wing Republicans, especially, I just couldn't resist. I mean, especially because David Schuster, I think, used every double entendre that's appropriate to use, you know, a double meaning in this particular sense that was possible to use, and so witty and so well.
But I have to admit, Erin, I watched David Schuster last night, and I mean, I totally missed it. I did not understand.
I didn't get it at first. I was listening to him, and then I went, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. You know, I was like, oh no.
But after you played it back twice,
yeah.
The first time I was laughing, the second time I was rolling, because I didn't realize until I read about teabagging what he was referring to.
Well,
and the dick army, you know.
That you're going to need a dick army for this? I know. And he was tight-lipped. I'm like, oh, no. I know the second and third hearing, when I hear it, too, I'm just like, oh, no, this is so funny. You know, everybody should, if adult supervision. Don't do this if you're young, but go and check the Urban Dictionary definition. It's starting to morph into a definition of a conservative activist. And that really makes me laugh, too, because it's like, because now it's going to add it to its definition and makes it even funnier. So,
I was planning, they were advocating people going to the teabagging parties to, with signs that said, this is not teabagging, but I don't know if I want to, I don't know if I want to even go to those parties.
Well, I don't know. See, I wouldn't.
In an opposition. I don't think I'm going to go near it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't necessarily want to see an unintentionally revealed teabag.
No, I don't like Republican. I don't like Republican teabagging anyway. So if it was going to be Democratic, I could vote for it.
get behind it, as it were.
I don't know about that, but
yeah, I'm just teasing you. It really is. I know I'm such a child, but I couldn't help it. Thank you very much.
I wanted to also say I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, but I thought that'd be inappropriate too. But
yes, and it might hurt. Ow. I mean, I don't have tea bags, so I'm not sure. But I think it might hurt.
I've got the tea bag, but I don't want to participate.
Yeah. Yes. They actually have tea bags and sandwiches and tea bags and crumpets, and it's terrible on the Urban Dictionary. Thank you very much for your call. Sean in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
I am well.
Great. Listen, I'm a right-winger or conservative out in Denver. I'm a young guy. I'm in college, and I'm going to the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you might explain to your guests what the Urban Dictionary definition of teabagging. I've been on that site.
Of course. I'll try to do it as cleanly as possible. And let me just say, for those of you who might be easily offended, it's a conservative Republican who protests against income taxes by rubbing their parts in each other's faces. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's a definition for teabagger. It can be a person who carries large bags of packaged tea for shipment. It can be a male human being of the human species who would get up close and personal with the face of their partner, lowering his privates into a practice known as teabagging. How's that?
That's good, and no pun intended, but that's kind of a low-ball attack on conservatives, don't you think? I mean,
none of
that's going to be going on,
Nothing highbrow about it. Very pointed, very pithy, but nothing highbrow about it, I agree.
Well, attack it on substance, but don't come up with these
urban dictionaries. You ready for the substance?
Let's have it.
You're protesting tax policies that were put into place by George Bush and the Republican Congress, because none of the ones that are even being talked about of Obama have even become real yet. And besides which, when they do, they're 10% lower than the top rates under Ronald Reagan. So what are you protesting, really?
Well, can I respond?
Sure. That's what I asked you.
This was just on the conservative talk shows that I don't know if you guys listen to it at all, but they point out...
Not unless they need a good laugh.
The whole reason behind this came because of a liberal who was ranting on the airwaves about Obama's policy.
Actually, the guy who works for CNBC, the guy who you're talking about on CNBC was, I think you're talking about the guy who railed on the floor of the exchange. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he, A, is not a liberal. B, was ragging about the stimulus policy, not about the tax breaks. And C, was acting outside of his role as a journalist, which he was not being at the time. And D, the tax policies, again, that you're protesting were put into place by Republicans, not by Democrats.
Well,
so E, I think you just want to protest Obama, and you're using this as a reason to do it, to be a right-winger because you're in search and you don't have any ideas.
The main focus is the stimulus, not the tax policies.
Well, then you're using the wrong metaphor to do it, because the Boston Tea Party was about taxes and taxation without representation. It had nothing whatsoever to do with stimulative events. But then again, teabagging is your thing, not mine.
Well, don't put those words into our mouth, please. There's no teabagging going on at the Tea Party.
I'll try not to in a good comeback you had. Thank you. 8:34, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. See, it really does happen. There are right-wing conservatives with a sense of humor that aren't Stephen Colbert pretending to be one. 8:35, I'm Aaron Hart. It's AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I feel better somehow. It's time for Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, Aaron. I've got a couple accidents really messing things up. things up for us now. Westbound I-70 got a crash there in the left lane at Pecos. You're going to see backups to Brighton Boulevard. Now we have a crash in the opposing lanes there around in between Federal there, and also seeing backups on that side coming in eastbound beginning at I-76. Our other major crash, southbound I-25 near 112th Avenue up in Northland, seeing delays back past 120th Avenue. Those will last all the way past 84th. Also stop and go downtown after I-70. Other areas of stop and go, eastbound C-470 Broadway up to the Tech Center. Also working a rollover crash at the intersection of Bellevue and Monaco here in the Tech Center. Your forecast, partly cloudy and windy with a high near 70. Could get a shower in the foothills this afternoon. Your current downtown temperature is 54 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking for a great deal on genuine Toyota parts and accessories for your Toyota? Check your mail for details or visit your local Denver Metro Toyota Parts and Service Center during their three-day parts blowout, April 16th through the 18th. Toyota, moving forward.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventories arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
And it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again. I guarantee you.
That's Rocky's Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, ready for a taste of the big city? Deli Zone was voted the best sandwich in Boulder. This is good eating, perfect for any time of day. Introduce your overactive self to the taste of a real New York-style sandwich. 11 locations. Find one near you at DeliZone.net.
I'm tired. Tired of all the propaganda, myths, half-truths, and out-and-out lies that is passed on to middle America by our government, financial institutions, and those so-called financial gurus when it comes to building a sizable nest egg. My name is Wade McKelvey. I'm the founder of Moving at the Speed of Wealth. I am dedicated to helping middle America get on the path to riches through sound education. If 80% of what you've been told about building wealth were dead wrong, how fast would you want to know about it? If you recently lost 50% of your money, you need 100% returns just to break even. You don't win the game by investing in the roller coaster ride known as the stock market. You win the game by receiving better, consistent, and safe returns on your money and implementing strategies to enhance those returns. You see, it all starts with education. By now you realize that this conventional wisdom is just not working. Let's get you on the path to recovery. And the first step is to order my free educational information kit. This kit is free to anyone ready for change. And you can order it by going to SOWradio.com or calling 1-877-6-RETIRE today. It's urgent.
Pay off your consumer debts in months. Pay off your mortgage in a fraction of normal time. Register for a free seminar at markonthemoney.com. That's markonthemoney.com. Listen each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Radco.com.
tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us can see us or hear us. No,
I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're appealing to our inner 12-year-olds this morning because we can, and because our serious guest about the treatment of detainees and prisoners by the Obama administration, yes, you heard me correctly, by the Obama administration, there was a little confusion about time zones and stuff, so we don't have him today, but we may get him tomorrow. So I really was going to be serious, too, but it's not the day for it. All right, we're also going to talk to... we're going to try to talk to the ACLU about the Colorado ID theft story. And John and I are making fun of the teabag parties that are going to be going tomorrow. You know, you just have to realize that now that this stuff is out by David Schuster and Rachel Maddow and everybody else in the pantheon of progressives who have a sense of humor, you know, the reality is we just can't help it. By the way, John, Greg says, thanks, John. Great bumper music. And I have another one from you from Greg that I'm going to read for in a minute. You are incorporating radical communist communist and community activist Solinsky's role for radicals. Mock your opponent. The Tea Parties are protesting the socialist takeover of our country. John, do you want to collect your Social Security? Are you going to take Medicare? Because those are kind of socialist party kinds of ideals, darling. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. You can put it back in the pool, and we'll take advantage of it. Thank you. I want every right-wing conservative tomorrow who's at the teabag party to renounce their Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Bet they won't. What do you bet? And you know what? I didn't even know that was Saul Alinsky's role. But fine, mock your opponent, you betcha, especially when they're such a such an easy target. Jim in Jersey, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, Aaron. I had to call you just because when that last, let's say, nerdy Republican just said, don't put those words in my mouth, he had no idea what he was saying.
Oh, I think he did. Don't you?
Think so?
Yeah, I thought he did. I hope he did. I hope he did, because in the beginning of the conversation, he indicated that he understood the double entendres. He did.
I think he did. The most funniest radio, the funniest thing I've ever heard. All I can hear is Jay's big hearty laugh, maybe at home listening to it.
It's like, we miss you, Jay. We really do. And I hope I'm making you laugh, because laughter is the best medicine.
But. So funny. These Republicans said they could be the teabaggy. That's all I have to say. We've
yeah.
been the teabaggy for a long time.
Well, we were their teabaggy when they were in control of us. Thank you very much.
I hope they keep the saying going because this is hilarious.
Okay, I will. I promise not to grow up ever, ever, ever.
Frank in Fort Collins.
Thank you, Frank in Fort Collins. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Let's put a whole new spin on the Tea Party tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. I was listening to Ed yesterday, and he had a really good suggestion. It is, you know, granted it is funny. However, I think we should just take them over. Take signs that say no more tax breaks for the wealthy, no more corporate welfare. They'll never even know what's going on.
Exactly, because John always writes me back and says, nanny state and socialism where private enterprises steal. You know what, John, it was socialist, it came out of the Socialist Party, and Roosevelt adopted Social Security because it was a good idea that helps keep the country stable so that capitalist pigs can have their way with us. It's just so sad. It really is. They kind of don't get it. And they don't get that Obama's tax rates, even at the top, are 10% less than the tax rates under Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
They're like, they don't get it. They're just like, we want to go pro. Fox News told us to go out, and Clear Channel conservative radio hosts, of which there are 9 times more than liberal hosts, big surprise, with station signals that are stronger, go out and go, let's go out and let's pretend that the country is really right-wing and conservative, and it's not.
No, I that's why. I think we should definitely use their big, giant media machine against them.
I agree. I think that's a very good idea.
Not to protest theirs, but to infiltrate it. for what it was supposed to be in the first place.
Sounds good to me. And besides which, if they are protesting tax structures, they invented this one. They have this one. They own this one. They're the ones who created this economic turmoil.
Exactly. So we should be joining them. We should definitely be joining them.
Yes, I you know, that's an idea. And if up to you, but enjoy and have a great time and give it. File us a report tomorrow at one of the protests. During the show, call us up.
Okay.
All right. Thank
you.
Have a
good day.
We want our on-scene reporters. And I guess just to be fair, for the female gender, the same action is called a taco dip. This was passed on by a listener. I wasn't aware. You didn't read correctly what I wrote. There's a big difference between nanny state and full-blown Hugo Chavez-style socialism. Okay, I'll bite, John, since you're writing and not calling. Why don't you call me up and tell me just exactly how Obama is like Hugo Chavez? I'm not buying it, and neither is 85% who approves of what he's doing in this country. You know what you're worried about, dude, is that 60% of the independents in this country still approve of Barack Obama in whopping numbers. 303-713-7600. Are there any other Jews who are celebrating Passover out in the audience? Anybody sick of matzah yet? I am. I've just reached my... Last night I was like, pizza. I started only going, pizza. I don't even like popovers. Popovers. Crescent rolls. I don't even like those either. But I'm like sitting there going, can I eat anything but this? And no, thank you, Greg. I've had chocolate matzah, and I just really can't do chocolate on matzahs. It doesn't work for me, but I did have it with cream cheese and onion this morning. 303-713-7600. It's 8:47 in the morning. And Lisa sent a message about our dog topic, which said, it is unstable dogs that attack other dogs and people. Yes, and Cesar Millan is great and wonderful, but you still should not have your dog off a leash, ever. I'm sorry, you said somebody in Arvada, and I forget the name. I'm sorry, John, what was it? In Arvada? Hello, Arvada.
Eric.
How are you? You think I'd remember that since there's one letter difference in our names. Sorry, dude.
That's okay. How you doing?
I'm well.
I wanted to, on this teabagging thing, I just wanted to kind of... alert you to this, the John Caldara blog, the, Independence Institute.
Oh,
you know,
so-called
Independence. This is big. They're gonna be down there. It says, come party with me on Wednesday on their blog. They're gonna be down at the Capitol. I'll let you go, but first of all, I wanted to give you a list of their speakers. Gunny Bob, Tom Lucero, Mike Kopp, Josh Penry, and Ken Buck, among others.
How many tea bags is that? Is that eight pairs of tea bags? No, four pairs? No, it's eight tea bags, four pairs, right? Was that four pairs of tea bags? How many tea bags were at the conservative rally? Was it five people you mentioned or four?
Five here.
Okay, so it's ten. Now they just need two more for a dozen.
You know, the one thing about it is the people that are going to be...
I hope one isn't a baker's dozen.
Sorry. The people that are going to be out there in the listening audience have no idea that the people that are talking to them about this are millionaires, and they're not.
The only people who I know, here's what confuses me. It's like Thomas Frank, what's the matter with Kansas? I do not understand why some of these people who, you know, the pitchforks, the one who want to go out and, you know, we're poor and we don't have any money and you guys suck it out of us. And it's like, wait a minute, excuse me. They're the ones who are sucking it out of you they've jerry-rigged everything so that they get all the money. Don't you realize that? Hello? You think they're competing on a fair playing field? Get real. Go away. You know, but it's like they need to believe something and they don't get it and they're confused. And I just don't know what to do with them. They're very sad.
And these guys make money either way.
Yes, of course they do. Because, look, here's what a friend of mine, I found it very enlightening. A friend of mine said, you know, I would welcome going back to the Clinton tax rates. And I said, why? And she said, because even though we would pay more in tax, we were doing better because the economy was being run well and ethically and smartly. Well, not maybe all ethically, but because it never is. But it's like it was being run well and the country was prospering because of great policies. And, you know, maybe the time for some of those policies is past, But in reality, people were doing better. And when the whole country does better and everybody's paying more taxes, guess what? We all have more money.
That's right.
But they just want, I want to have lots and lots and lots of money. And you two can just protest on our behalf. Thank you, minions. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like the peasants showing up for the House of Lords. I've never been able to understand it. It's like you're backwards. Get a grip.
Well, that's absolutely correct on that. And I'll bet you, if you were to ask people why they're there,
mm-hmm.
and they were to honestly tell you, it's somehow, some way to get some of this anger at the fact that President Obama was inaugurated
yep.
out of their system.
Yep. Thank you very much. It's Aaron Hart. I agree with you. It's 8:51. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be back with more of your phone calls, comments, questions, anything you want to talk about. And then we're going to check in with Media Matters and the conservative message of the day. Well, actually, the conservative misinformation of the day. 303-713-7600, time for Progressive Talk with John Turk. Does my mouth work, John? No. Go ahead.
And mine barely ever does. I trip over my tongue all the time. But crews have cleaned up those messes on I-70, both on the westbound side and eastbound side around Pecos. Still see some residual traffic due to those earlier accidents. But now the main thing slowing us down is a left lane crash southbound I-25 around 112th Avenue. Delays now in the single-digit speeds in teens, 136th Avenue all the way down to 84th. Things starting to shape up on the rest of the highways around town. Speeds hitting the 40s now on 225 in between 70 and 25. We do have this rollover crash, though, still in the intersection at Bellevue and Monaco. That's just about a half a block away from where we're at right now. Your forecast, partly cloudy, a bit breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Small chance for an afternoon shower as well. Right now, we're sitting at 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
Another compelling identity theft metaphor brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
You know how windy it can get in Colorado, not to mention other wild weather that we deal with here. Why not get the most durable patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month long. Plus, they want to help you out by paying your sales tax this month on any patio furniture that you buy. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sun faces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Affordable Life Insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533.
John is coming up with the best music. I'll be quiet now and let it roll. This is Tea for One by Led Zeppelin. In case you didn't recognize it, I wouldn't know. Rick and Aurora, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
You know, I guess, no offense, but I'm trying to figure out why you guys are so offended by this.
I'm not offended. I think it's funny.
I mean, personally, I think that some of these people are there just to be in a group. But there's a lot of us out here that just see the Democrats and the Republicans have been doing the same damn thing. And we're tired of it. I mean, quite frankly.
We're going to get more tax breaks under Barack Obama. So unless you're making
$300,000
a year.
He's spending us into oblivion, and so with Bush. I'm not saying that Bush wasn't doing that either, because I couldn't stand him either. But I just, the other thing is that I can see this spinning into having another party, and I don't see that necessarily as a bad thing. I guess I just have been hearing how this, you know, that somehow we're stupid people for going. Personally, I cannot go, but if I could, I probably would go to see what's going on.
You're upset by the government spending. You don't believe bailouts should have been enacted?
Well, let's see where that bailout's going.
Okay.
They're busting the chops of the automakers, that they're just freely handing the money over to AIG.
And I disagree with that aspect of it. I agree. Thank you. We're going to have to talk more, so call back. I'm Aaron Hart, this is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
At $5 per caller. This is a special radio offer, so don't miss this rare opportunity to get your hands on gold affordably. Call 1-800-700-8926. 1-800-700-8926.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Obama is poised to deliver a new speech on where the economy is and where he wants it to go. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, who's been looking over the advance text.
Right, Nick. We sure have. The president will warn that this will continue to be a difficult year for the economy. In prepared remarks just released by the White House, Mr. Obama will say, a few signs of progress do not mean that hard times are over. He will try to prepare the nation for even tougher days ahead, saying the severity of the recession will lead to more job losses, more foreclosures, and more pain. The president will predict continued market fluctuation. He'll promise an unrelenting effort aimed at economic recovery. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Now, as a backdrop to Mr. Obama's speech, the latest retail sales figures show an unexpected drop of more than 1% last month. At the same time, wholesale prices fell 1.2%. Economist Nigel Galt says the implications are clear.
Overall, the picture shows the economy is still very weak, despite a few signs of improvement that we've seen in recent months.
As the recession deepens, so do the retirement worries of older Americans. CBS News reporter Vicki Barker with that story.
Only 13% of Americans now say they're very confident they'll have a comfortable retirement. That's the lowest rate since the Employee Benefit Research Institute started following retirement trends two decades ago. It's plunged 50% in 2 years. The Institute's Dan Houston.
Certainly the survey would tell us American workers are going to stay in the workforce a bit longer.
Working longer or supplementing decimated pensions with part-time work. More and more we may see seniors competing with their grandchildren for jobs. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Americans read and hear all about food recalls, but how many actually take the time to check the fridge or the cupboard? Only 6 in 10, says a new study done by Rutgers University professor William Holman. But he says that doesn't mean people feel there's little value to the recalls.
Most Americans firmly believe that food recalls are important and they save lives, but they just think that they're applicable to other people and not necessarily to themselves.
After his arrest, impeachment, removal from office, and indictment, Rod Blagojevich will stand before a federal judge in an hour to be formally charged. Reporter Julie Mann of CBS station WBBM in Chicago has the story.
Because he's no longer Illinois' governor, Rod Blagojevich will likely enter through the front door of the federal building instead of its security entrance. Scheduled to appear with him during today's arraignment, his brother Robert, who chaired the governor's campaign fund. A handful of political insiders indicted along with Blagojevich will be in court later this week. Among other things, federal prosecutors have accused the former governor of scheming to sell President Obama's U.S. Senate seat.
NATO says a Lebanese-owned cargo ship is the fourth ship in 2 days to be hijacked in the Gulf of Aden. Pirates have vowed to retaliate for the killing of their colleagues by U.S. and French forces. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he takes that threat seriously. This is CBS News.
Hey guys, Clinton Kelly here. Head on over to the Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale.
Now with 2 day specials tomorrow and Thursday only. Find out Bonnie and Clubroom dress shirts, just $19.99. Designer suits, $169.99. Sport coats, just $79.99. And Rockport and Bostonian shoes, $39.99 to $59.99. Plus, print a pass at Macy's.com for an extra 20% savings. Exclusions apply. Details in store or online.
Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. That's the magic of Macy's.
Here's your coffee.
No eggs this morning, Jerry?
No time. Gotta get to the post office. I owe taxes, and I've got to make sure my payment isn't late.
You don't need to write a check and stand in line at the post office to pay your taxes. Just go online and pay through officialpayments.com/Visa. It's easy and convenient. Use your Visa debit card and pay just $3.95.
I can pay online through official payments? Then I could eat breakfast. Hey, Chrissy, let me have 2 eggs over easy with a side of ham, some holy toast.
For information on fees and restrictions, visit officialpayments.com/Visa. Pay through official payments and enjoy the comfort of knowing your taxes are officially paid.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. From an Armani suit to prison wear. Former Quest CEO Joe Nocio to report to a federal prison in Pennsylvania this morning. A federal appeals court yesterday turned down Nocio's bid to remain free while the Supreme Court reviews his insider trading conviction. A Quest stock victim plans to pop the cork on a bottle of champagne when he sees Nocio in prison wear.
I probably lost over $300,000. Yeah, in stock options and stock.
Kirk Anderson spoke with 9 News. The Weld County District Attorney may appeal a judge's decision ordering him to throw out evidence against illegal immigrants who allegedly stole the identities of dozens of local residents. As many as 1,300 tax returns were filed using the identities, but a judge has ruled the seizure violated privacy rights. District Attorney Ken Buck.
It doesn't affect the ones that have gone to court, and we have to make a decision on resources, whether we are going to appeal this or whether we're going to let this ruling stand and move on to other areas.
Greeley and Weld County have some of the highest rates of identity theft in the country. Xcel Energy gets a special acknowledgement from the American Wind Energy Association.
Well, it looks like we're top of the list again for the number one wind provider in the U.S. We're excited about that. It just means that we maintain our commitment to renewables.
Joe Fuentes with Xcel, Colorado, one of seven states that has more than 1,000 megawatts of wind. And after 32 years as Denver's best-known investigative reporter, Paula Woodward plans to call it quits. The Denver Post recalling Woodward's investigative reporting, including a story years ago that exposed city workers slacking on the job. Sports, Nuggets have won the division title. They beat the Kings 118-98. Rockies were shut out by the Cubs yesterday 4-0. They are off today and take on Chicago again tomorrow afternoon. And the Avs fired general manager Francois Giguere after three seasons. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where there's a couple different accidents that could be messing with your drive as things are trying to wind down. One of them on the southbound side of I-25. This one's right around 112th. The other just occurred. It's on 6, right around Sheridan. Could see some slight delays in and out of Lakewood. Sounds like that one's kind of minor. There's going to be some heavy pockets on both the Turnpike as well as on C-470, that traveling eastbound near Santa Fe. Rollover accident in the tech center. This one's in the cleanup stages on the surface streets, but may see some activity at the intersection of Bellevue and Monaco. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
I think I'll listen to the radio.
It went away because, ladies and gentlemen...
But, sir, how are you listening to Jay? He's nowhere near here.
Oh, I listen online. I just go to...
That's AM760.net, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you sure that's right?
Hey, guys, I know what the website address is. I'm the president, remember? I know everything.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Listen to AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. That would be Aaron Hart. I'm joining you tomorrow, too, on this station, and I would be happy to talk to you. Oh, by the way, our first guest will be Tom Hartman tomorrow morning. He'll be checking in with us. He is, of course, the ham in the sandwich between, well, he's not really ham, but you know what I mean. He's between hosts here on AM760, Colorado Progressive Talk. Now, we're going to check in with Eric Bollert of Media Matters, and MediaMatters.org follows conservatives and all of their wily ways. Currently, we've been chortling this morning, Eric, being very sad and childish about the teabagging party tomorrow. But you wrote a very searing article that I want to talk to you about first before we laugh at them, and that is... You wrote a column today on the site called Airing a Dangerous Paranoia, which is about the shooter in Pittsburgh, Richard Poplawski, who shot the police in the head when they arrived to answer a domestic violence call that his mother had placed. He apparently was filled with a bunch of paranoia about President Obama, about FEMA. Tell us about him.
Well, the Pittsburgh Press found out or talked to people who knew him and found out he was basically, you know, sort of a right-wing conspiracy nut. He spent a fair amount of time online at sort of white supremacist sites and sort of bought into conspiracy theories that sort of gained some traction during the 90s during the militia movement.
I remember it well.
There's a Democrat in the White House, apparently the government verges on tyranny and totalitarian state, and they're coming after your guns and all that stuff.
According to 60 Minutes, there's an ammunition shortage, which is pretty scary in and of itself.
That's right. Yeah. This stuff really gets whipped up, even though Newsweek has an article this week about how Democrats have no interest whatsoever in touching gun control or anything having to do with guns.
They have enough hard stuff, heavy lifting to do.
So this is, you know, the irony is during the Clinton years, there was actually a push to curb guns and assault weapons specifically. But we're seeing and hearing the same sort of doomsday rhetoric, but this time it's completely sort of fictional. But anyway, you know, this Pawlowski, the accused cop killer in Pittsburgh, he, you know, days before the shooting, he was linking to or uploading some Glenn Beck videos onto the far-right sites. And, you know, and Glenn Beck is, even after the Pittsburgh killing, even after people pointed the finger at the irresponsible rhetoric Beck's been using, he's, you know, he said on his radio show, Obama will take your gun away one way or another. So this is the stuff that they're peddling over at Fox News. And as I said, the rhetoric is reminiscent of the 90s militia movement. What's different now is that Fox News has sort of stepped up and is willing to mainstream all of that stuff.
And that scares me a bit because, you know, the militia movement was not a, I mean, I worked with a man named Alan Berg. So, you know, when I was a baby talk show host, he helped a number of us get a shot at a microphone. And I have never forgotten that and never forgotten what happened to him. So it can be really serious and certainly not a laughing stock. So, you know, why did this get started? Because Obama, you know, is, I guess, in charge of the assault weapons ban, but there is no movement to start this or to do anything about it right now.
No, none.
Why?
And again, the irony is that, you know, during the early Clinton years, again, when we had sort of the same sort of tribal hysterical reaction to a baby boomer Democratic president.
Yes.
You know, stuff actually did happen.
Too.
You know, there was the Waco siege. There was a push for the assault weapons ban. I mean, Vince Foster did kill himself. There were lots of actual events that could, that sort of conspiratorial people could latch on to. You know, the first couple months of the Obama administration, I mean, he's passed the stimulus bill and he's continued the bailout plan that Bush started. Other than that, nothing has really happened to give even, you know, to even give conspiratorial theorists any, you know, traction or anything, but they're just as sort of exercised as they were during the Clinton years. And again, back then, you know, it was sort of these fax networks. People were faxing around things.
Yes.
It was the very early days of sort of online bulletin boards.
Got lots of those from Montana.
That's right. They were churning them out in prairie states. And you know, the Washington Times and, you know, the Wall Street Journal editorial page and talk radio, that was sort of the peak of their media pyramid in terms of spreading this message. But again, what's different now is that Fox News has stepped in and has, you know, worked as sort of a bridge or a transmitter between the radical rhetoric and the mainstream. And now Fox News is, particularly Beck, is introducing all of this stuff. You know, Obama's a fascist. You know, look out for the totalitarian state. You know, tyranny is lurking. All that stuff, they're dumping right in the mainstream.
I know, and he's also falsely claiming, as your report today notes, your conservative misinformation, that Beck is also falsely claiming that Iowa marriage is actually going to go into the churches, which isn't true at all.
No, I mean, almost nothing he says when it has to do with policy is true. He went on a rant on Friday where he pretended to douse someone in the studio with gasoline and sort of thought about lighting a fire because of the Obama immigration plan, which is sort of being unveiled. And Beck claimed it had no provisions for, setting up, for cutting down the number of people coming over. There was no sort of legal retribution for illegal. I mean, he was just making stuff up in order for the premise for his, you know, attack on Obama, and he said, "Why don't you just light a match on us?" And at another point, Beck says, "You know, it'd be quicker if you just shot me in the head."
Yeah.
He says it with a, you know, it's supposed to be funny, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't think everyone's getting the joke.
Well,
a joke.
The only time I've found him funny is when Stephen Colbert imitates him. But given this, he's actually, is it really true that he, Eric Bullard, that he's planning on going out on the road as a stand-up comedian this summer?
Yeah, there was a piece of the AP report yesterday, and apparently he's done this in the past in a few markets. You know, not as many people were paying attention to him when he was on CNN because his ratings weren't very good. But that's what he does. He's a rodeo clown, and he just wants to tell jokes while, you know, fanning the flames of hatred across America.
Okay, then. Not something I find particularly funny. No. Now, Fox News is apparently, and so is Clear Channel, full disclosure, I'm on a Clear Channel station, just so you know, ownership of Tea Parties and therefore extremist rhetoric. This is your other headline. You know, they really have been taking ownership. Did you see David Schuster's double entendres about teabagging yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't see his, but I did see Rachel Maddow's.
Rachel Maddow's, yeah. If you get a chance, replay Schuster on his
Keith Olbermann
show, because it's really stunning in its depth and breadth in terms of double entendres about teabagging. Did they really realize what teabagging meant, or did they just?
I don't know. I don't even know if they know now.
I'm not sure they do either.
But the interesting thing is that, you know, as you mentioned, Fox has just sort of completely gone in. They've hijacked this whole thing. They're urging their viewers to go and get involved. And you know, my point is, imagine if, you know, February of 2003, you know, CNN was urging its viewers to attend anti-war rallies, and Larry King was hosting a fundraiser for an anti-war rally, and it's just insane. It has nothing to do with journalism, not that people associate Fox News with journalism, but the idea they're going to co-sponsor a news event,
I know.
We're over to the other side at this point.
Yeah, that crosses the line big time, and I'm sure Howie Kurtz will pick on them, and certainly you at Media Matters will, and good for you, because it should be. But it's the amount of misinformation, does it seem, I mean, I know they did this to Bill Clinton, too.
Yeah.
But it does seem to me to be stunning in its breadth
yeah.
and depth,
yeah,
of
no,
the way
I,
they're
I've
going
been...
after Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Is that my imagination?
No, it's completely true. I mean, you know, we do this for a living, and everyone is still at Media Matters is just sort of shaking their heads and cannot believe what is transpiring in the first 3 months of his presidency.
What I love is two days. Is he socialist yet?
Well,
Four days.
I wrote a column in February. I said, documented this just sort of wild, unhinged rhetoric. I mean, you remember Limbaugh made headlines when he said, you know, right around inauguration, you know, I hope he fails.
Oh, right.
And with a month that was, like, completely benign. I mean, that was the nice stuff that people were saying about Obama. But, no, we've never seen a political movement just sort of melt down in 30 days the way conservatives did with Obama. And the misinformation, and it's just been really loopy. I can't begin to explain it.
I wonder, do you think that the turnout will be really huge at these tea parties tomorrow? Because I had a guy just call me and scold me and say, we're really concerned out there. We don't feel Democrats or Republicans listen to us. I mean, wasn't this idea originally started by Ron Paul, I think?
Yeah. And, you know, we've had sort of a precursor. There was a rally in Denver about a month ago. It was going to be an anti-stimulus bill, anti-pork spending. But it really was just sort of an anti-Obama mob rally. So... I'm sure you're going to see lots of – I have no idea what the turnout will be, but I'm sure you're going to see lots of Obama's a communist, Obama's a fascist, Obama's a Marxist posters. And because that's what we saw in some of these early ones. And again, you know, Fox News has sort of branded itself, so it's completely logical to sort of – hold them responsible for a lot of the, if there's lots of hate rhetoric at these rallies.
Well, one of the things that, I mean, is there any disinfectant? I mean, certainly information, honesty is a good disinfectant for this concept. MediaMatters.org, certainly very good site to go to for clearing some of the misconceptions out in the and to dispel the conservative misinformation in your alerts. But I guess I still am puzzled by Thomas Frank's observation that, you know, what's the matter with Kansas? Why do these people support him when they're not going to benefit from any of these new tax from the tax policies of the Bush administration, which is really what they're protesting, I guess, to a certain degree, although they claim it's also the stimulus, which, again, was also begun under the Bush administration.
Just as an observer, I mean, the anti-tax rhetoric is interesting because since I think the OMB has said, you know, taxes are going to go down for 95% of Americans under Obama, basically taking the tax rate back to the Clinton years. I don't think most of these people protesting were the big beneficiaries of the tax rate during the Bush years.
Right.
I don't know, but we'll see.
I'm picking them hot.
But, you know, it's not really about taxes. I think it's about fear, and I think it's about paranoia. Not that, you know, I'm completely generalizing about everyone's motivations. But,
I know.
Again, we've seen precursors, and it does seem to be a hardcore anti-Obama thing and not much else.
Yeah, and so it'll be interesting to see if any substance come out of it or any new ideas, because, of course, Politico today writes about their, hey, where are the ideas? Where's the beef, you know? All of these different political leaders are trying to step to the fore, but I don't still hear any ideas coming out. What made Newt Gingrich...
I mean, you can be opposed to the stimulus spending, and that train left the station, but, you know, you're not going to find many economists in February thought, yeah, the best thing we should do is nothing. So that doesn't even seem like a viable idea.
No.
So, yeah, we'll see if... be sure to watch Fox News.
Yes, be sure to watch Fox News.
24/7.
Yes, and then read Media Matters so that you can clear up what you just read, so that you make sure that you don't...
forget everything you watch.
You don't fall for it ever, ever, ever again. Thank you very much for joining us. And we all both have to watch Glenn Beck and see if he really can be a comedian or not.
That's right.
Yeah. Eric Bullard, thank you so much for your time today.
Talk to you soon.
All righty. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin this morning. Thank you for joining us. It's 9:21 in the morning. Okay, we're going to play another Media Matters Minute or two coming up. Discuss that. Must discuss. Look, those of you who are disaffected and feeling sad and angry, I don't mean to make fun of that. Look, we've been in the outlying party for a long time, but are you being effective? Do you feel heard? And isn't this like the peasants going into a House of Lords rally? 9:21, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And here's John Turk with the traffic.
Thank you, Aaron. We've got a couple of late problems, but they are on the surface streets. Two-vehicle accident, 19th and Clarkson, there around downtown. Also got a crash eastbound 6th Avenue near Sheridan. Going to see small delays there back around Wadsworth. Rest of the drive starting to shape up for us. Speeds are returning into the 40s and maybe 50s. Southbound I-25, 136 down to 84th. Getting better. Had a late crash there. Also seeing some more traffic heading towards Boulder on the turnpike. Sheridan Boulevard to Foothills, seeing speeds in the 30s and 40s there. We're also still a little busy on those normal spots. Southbound I-25, 70 past Spear, and southbound 2 1/4, Parker Road to 25. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy with a high near 70. Could get a shower in the Foothills this afternoon. Your current downtown temperature is 57 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sun faces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans. Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solaribs.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. Since May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533.
You know we're going to play Tea Party songs tomorrow, too. This is the Tea for Party, Tea for Two Cha-Cha-Cha party song. I can't believe the outrage. You know, how dare you make fun of right-wing Republicans? Oh, come on. It's what I've been doing for years. Jeff in Westminster, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Great interview.
Thank you.
Yes.
I like him. He's very smart.
He's very smart. I'm going to leave the tea bagging alone.
Yes, please. We don't pass the tea bags, please.
Especially, you know, with a state with Ted Haggard here.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Did you have to raise that image in my brain?
I am calling. There's a couple of things that are still in committee.
Yes.
And one of them is S-425, which is the Food Safety and Tracking Improvement Act.
Okay.
And the other one is, in the House, it's different. It's H.R. 875. It's the Food Safety Moderation Act of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sponsored by a couple of people, ConAgra.
Oh.
And Monsanto and Tyson. And what it basically will do is make it so that anyone who's planting heirloom seeds in their backyard will not be able to. They'll have to buy seeds from ConAgra and Monsanto.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And I don't know if people are aware of this, but it's actually in committee right now.
In the U.S. Congress. Is this
in the Congress
same one?
And the Senate. There's two separate bills. They're both read about the same. They just have different names because I guess Monsanto and ConAgra figure that, you know, they might as well take two shots at passing this.
Doesn't it also say that you can't trade? Is this the one that also says you can't trade organic food or buy organic food if you sell it in your backyard?
Yes.
That is nonsense. That is nonsense.
And so
farmers have been doing that for years in farmers markets and in co-ops and everything else. No, 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 no.
Yep, as someone who likes to go around and buy food from, you know, farmers markets.
Yeah, I do.
I just want to get this out there so people know, you know, there's still some sneaky stuff that they're trying to do.
Well, and speaking of which, in our own local house in Colorado, I guess the House bill on health care for all has been delayed until today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you still want to weigh in on that, go to healthcareforallcolorado.org so you can link up with other advocates in the area and get that sucker passed.
Yep. Thank you very much, Aaron, and
you're
have
welcome.
A good time teabagging tomorrow.
Yeah, I ain't going to teabag. I'm just going to make fun of it on the radio, but thanks. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Besides, I think perhaps, just a thought, I think it's physically impossible for me personally to wield teabags. By the way, I've got a comment on our Norm Coleman rant a little earlier. Next time Norm Coleman shows up in court, everyone should shout, Norm, as in cheers. Good suggestion, Mike D. on Facebook. I also like, will Norm Coleman ever hold office again? You know, if he keeps this up in Minnesota, they have gone through every, I think once the Minnesota Supreme Court weighs in, I don't see how Tim Pawlenty is going to get out of having to sign that election certification. But I've thought that before. Bill in Longmont, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Oh, good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
I'm sitting with my
cup of talk radio tea, otherwise known as Constant Comment, I can never look at a tea bag the same way again.
You know, I was looking at my tea bags last night and thinking, you know, these little tea bags are looking quite different today.
Yes, it's steeped in something entirely different.
Yes, I think we only buy the triangular ones from now on.
There you go. Perhaps we should show up there and pass out some sour grape tea. I think that might be the most appropriate.
It might be. They've got their knickers in such a twist, and boy, do they hate being made fun of. But, you know, when I watch a little right winger, that great clip of Maddow's, and maybe we have it, John, where we'll play it after the break, where there's just pundit after pundit after Beck after Hannity after everybody going, teabagging, teabagging, teabagging. It's like, do you guys ever travel in sort of more, say, intimate circles or get to know people walking on the wild side of life or whatever? I don't know. It just seems a little silly. But on the other hand, they're not even protesting with the correct protest.
Yeah. I think the funniest thing is to watch the transitions on Fox from their advocating attending the tea parties, and then in the next segment they will talk about liberal media bias.
Right, and you're like, oh, and what's their new slogan? It's really terrible. It's no unbiased media here, or you know, it's like they can't do fair and balanced anymore because everybody's made so much fun of them for that it's now lost its meaning. So, you know, it was clever when they first came out with it. I'll give them that. But, you know, now nobody believes it anymore. So it's like, and now they're going, no bias, no, you know, it's like, what are you trying to do, emulate Cameron, whatever her name is, on CNN?
The one I keep
no bias, no bull.
We distort, you deride.
Exactly. And they distort, and I deride, happily and as much as possible. Thank you very much.
But, it's just funny. These people are, they lost an election, and they had so much ego invested in that election that they can't deal with it and look forward, and it's sad. It's kind of, you know, you just wish they'd grow up and learn to participate in the realities as they are instead of.
Well, but then again, remember after 2000, they kept telling us to get real and grow up and face the music and get over it and all kinds of things. And so I guess it behooves us.
Well, but you know what? After immediately after 9/11, when we thought we were going to pursue the terrorists of 9/11 the correct way, we did. The whole country
was
behind
Bush. Yes, we did. I did and got earned the ire of some of my more liberal listeners who were pissed at me for months. Some of them never got over it, that I suspended the Bush bash I was doing, right?
Yeah.
Because I felt the country's at war. We've been attacked. This is really serious. And I soon discovered within 3 weeks when he made that Axis of Evil speech, I went, oh, no, you don't.
And
where is
all the conservative praise now for Obama for handling the pirate situation?
They buried it. They buried the lead on Fox. Yeah. They didn't even mention it. They acted as if the pirates spontaneously combusted and the captain jumped overboard. It's like, if you were listening to them, that's what you thought happened. These bullets magically rained out of an army that certainly isn't the commander-in-chief, isn't Barack Obama. And, by the way, they can't even bear to mention him. That's exactly. Whenever he has a success, you didn't see any egg-rolling clips on Fox, you know. You don't see Who's Your Daddy, Barack Obama. You don't see him in a human way on Fox ever, ever. Nope.
I wished I were writing headlines yesterday, you know. Rocks lose to Phillies, but Yanks beat Pirates. I would have had so much fun with that.
Oh, that's terrible. I guess we did beat the Pirates, didn't we, in that way?
Yes.
Yes, that took me a while to get. I was like, what? Oh, yeah. A little sad. I've been listening to far too many teabagging double entendres.
Never mind.
Yes, well, all right. Thank you. We'll clean up a little bit.
This is a great morning of radio, Aaron. This is fabulous.
I'm glad. 9:33 in the morning, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show, being a very bad 12-year-old and blushing a lot. But, hey, we're having fun, right? 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow, too. Right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Time for traffic and John Turk.
Thank you, Aaron. Things back to speed around town. The only places where I'm seeing some residual traffic in the usual spots, westbound Turnpike, around Sheridan Boulevard in town, southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear Boulevard, and on southbound 2 1/4 leaving Aurora, Parker Curve down to the Tech Center, also still a little busy. Speeds in the 40s, eastbound 6th Avenue, Wadsworth to Sheridan. That's due to an earlier accident, and our only current crash out there is in the surface streets, 19th and Clarkson. It's on the northbound side of Clarkson, actually. Your forecast, partly cloudy, a bit breezy, highs in the upper 60s. Got a small chance for an afternoon shower as well. Right now, we're at 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A beautiful TimberTech deck can take up a lot of your free time. Cookouts, get-togethers, and just hanging out will keep you plenty busy. If you want the beauty of wood without the work, ask for TimberTech and start living in low-maintenance luxury. See TimberTech products at Specialty Wood Products in Aurora.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Units on the lot, and they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
You got fresh air and scenery. We got great delis. Hey, I'm bragging here. Deli Zone brings the taste of New York to 11 locations along the Front Range. Try a fresh Philly cheesesteak today. Find one near you at DeliZone.net.
During the Great Depression, people were frantic to get their hands on gold. With the markets collapsing, people losing their homes, and banks going under, no one wanted to be left out in the cold without reliable assets like gold coins. Today, gold is in limited supply, but the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of coins gleaming in 24-karat gold, the beautiful gold koala. Minted by the Australian government and offered at a remarkable $98 per coin when you call 1-800-700-8926. Limit 5 per caller. Gold coins are harder to find than ever, and only a handful of countries have the rich natural resources required to mine this precious metal. But one of those countries is Australia, and the New York Mint has reached an exclusive agreement to release a limited quantity of Australia's glittering gold koala coins at just $98 each. Limit 5 per caller. This is a special radio offer, so don't miss this rare opportunity to get your hands on gold affordably. Call 1-800-700-8926. 1-800-700-8926.
Would you like to pay off your consumer debt in months and your mortgage in a fraction of the time? To learn how, listen to Go Debt Free Go, Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Or register right now for your free financial freedom workshop at GoDebtFreeGo.com.
The
Republican Party controls no real levers of power in Washington. They have yet to settle on any national leadership at all. They did come up with a Republican budget proposal in the House of Representatives, and 38 House Republicans even voted against that. The GOP, in other words, is clearly in exile. But the conservative movement has found a reason to live. They have found something about which they feel very positive, something they are ready to rally around. I speak, of course, of teabagging.
Angry taxpayers, or at least some of them, are taking to the streets in the spirit of the Boston Tea Party.
More than 250 locations in all 50 states will hold rallies on April 15th.
Americans sick of government ballots and wasteful spending, taking their message to the streets, and it's spreading fast. We're all over it.
They're going to try and send tea bags to D.C. D.C. Teabag the White House. Teabag the fools in D.C.
Teabagging. After
Thanks
spending weeks mailing tea bags.
Ouch! 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 Lisa suggests that we should put tea parties, we need a pitcher of water to pour over their heads, and she'd volunteer. That might cool their ire a bit. Hi, David in Boulder. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. And let me just quickly add the phone number for those of you who are just joining us, 303-713-7600. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. You know, I was sitting here thinking, and I said, I like the fact that you're not a liberal coward.
Well, thank you.
I really enjoy that because I run across a lot of them, you know, personally. But I would strongly suggest, or I know it works for me, I never talk to Republicans unless I've had a good bowel movement.
No.
That is something that really keeps me mentally healthy, okay?
I see.
And I think we're not going to really solve this problem with these guys until we start sending them to jail for some of the things they do is just so obvious that they're breaking the laws, disrespecting the Constitution, so forth and so on. After the Bush administration, we should have built new jails for these people. And
we're
letting them off the hook too easy. I think these people need to go to jail every time they rip off the taxpayer because that's what they do every time they get in office.
See, you know? now that's a protest I could get behind, so to speak. Is that if people wanted to assemble bipartisan basis and say we want white collar criminals to go to jail right now? You cheat, you lie, you steal, you sell stuff that has no existence in reality, then guess what? You get to go to jail because that's fraud.
That's
goodbye.
Right.
Good luck. Have a nice life.
You know, my cousin died over in Iraq dealing with this, and I hated that he went.
Yeah.
You know, and he never came back home. And, you know, there are consequences with the decisions these people make, even now with our educational system. They don't want to educate our kids. They want to keep them dumbed down so they can exploit them and get cheap labor, what have you. But we have got to make a stand, especially at this time. We live in a nuclear society. We can't afford to have crayon box mentalities. These people are a liability to our democracy, and we have to treat them as such.
Well said. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, David. I'm going to keep that metaphor in hand for a while. And today, President Obama said, we cannot rebuild, comparing the story of two men from the Sermon on the Mount. It's this. We cannot rebuild the economy on the same pile of sand. We must build our house upon a rock. We must lay a new foundation for growth and prosperity, a foundation that will move us from an era of borrow and spend to one where we save and invest, where we consume less at home and spend more on exports abroad. Daniel, thank you for joining us on AM 760 from Louisville. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Aaron. It's good to hear your voice. I always
thank
love
you,
it
sir.
When you're on the air.
Thank you. Me too.
And I was confused because I listen to Tom Hartman religiously. I think he's one of the best civics professors in America.
He's wonderful, and he'll be our guest tomorrow morning.
So he was saying something, or at least I heard him say something about we got to go to this teabag thing and have our signs out there, tax the rich. And, you know, it's like, and I got a good friend of mine that's, Man, he's been with me with all this thinking, and he's going to go to this thing tomorrow. And he was surprised that I didn't know anything about it. But I don't listen to O'Reilly and those guys.
Right, right.
So what do you think about the idea that we should show up there?
I think if they're counter-protesters, I think it, was, it may have been Ed Schultz who suggested that. I'm not for sure that Tom Hartman did, just because I didn't get a chance to listen to him. Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to listen to him yesterday. Look, counter-protests are a fine tradition in this country. You know, if you want to show up and go do that, I think it's a good idea. I'm going to be on the radio, certainly doing the radio version of that. I'm not sure, you know, I'd worry a little bit about how angry they might get, because they're pretty angry anyway. But I don't think that's a reason to stop anybody. I think dissent is dissent and should be shown. And tax the rich is a good idea, and they'll still be called, they'll still be taxed less than they were under Ronald Reagan, Daniel.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's just silly. They don't even have their facts straight.
It's criminal what these people have done to this country since Ronald Reagan busted the union with the air traffic controllers and deregulated everything to the point where they could be like a bunch of kids in a candy store.
You know, I just keep seeing Gordon Gekko and the echo of his protege's face. You know, greed is good.
Oh.
And that's where they got the idea. You know, and this is the United States of us. You know,
yes.
This isn't just you, and it isn't just me, and it isn't just selfish, selfish, selfish all the time, 24/7. And I think they're afraid that has changed. That's why they're using, you know, strong language and buzzwords like socialism and fascism. And, you know, one guy wrote me and said, well, certain hosts call George Bush a fascist. But, you know, I rarely did. And part of the reason I didn't is because when you use loaded words like that, you better be able to back it up big time. And I think calling George W. Bush, you know, somebody who violated our Constitution and took our country to war illegally is bad enough on its face, you know.
Vincent Pugliosi has a book out.
Yes, he does.
And I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder.
For murder and war crimes. I know.
Yeah, I know.
And I think there's a lot to be said for that. I'm not sure the country would benefit from that in some ways, although I personally would love it to see him tried on it, because I think particularly Dick Cheney fueled a lot of that. And I think that's why Dick Cheney is having a real problem staying quiet, because he knows he was pulling the strings, and he knows it's more his legacy than it even is Bush's. And I think that's part of the his issue in terms of him speaking out. I mean, it's really unprecedented for any former administrator to say things like, we're not, you notice Dick Cheney isn't out this week going, we're not safe. You know, what's he going to say? We're not safe. Snipers don't shoot pirates in the head. What's he going to say?
Well, Dennis Kucinich has had articles of impeachment for both of those guys, and I think they're all a bunch of criminals that are out to destroy America and put us into a third world country. And the way we're going, they're going to succeed, and I pray that they don't.
Yeah, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you very much, and blessings to you.
Thank you, sir. Doug in Fort Collins, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Happy Passover, everyone who's celebrating. Hi, Doug.
How's it going?
I'm well. You?
Good. I'm actually a first-time listener, and I'm really excited.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about, you know, your last caller was talking about prosecuting and sending people. It's not going to happen. As much as we want it to happen.
It's not going to happen. I agree with you. It probably isn't.
It's really not going to happen. I think we need to focus on a couple things more important than the last administration. Our education system, and I think David mentioned this a couple callers back. He mentioned that, you know, our education system is deplorable in this country. That child left behind that Bush put into action is a joke. I'm a fourth generation educator, and you know the education system is so laughable in this country. Our kids are not ready to graduate high school by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I had a friend in college a couple years back. I was a senior, he was just a freshman. Right out of high school, he couldn't write a simple essay. I mean, I love the guy to death, but he couldn't write a simple, correct syntax essay. You know?
I know. It's frightening. It really is frightening. I've seen a lot of resumes of late, too, and it's really scary what people think passes for literacy in this country. And, You know, I mean, I could make a crack here about, and right-wing conservatives, they don't even know the meaning of teabagging, but I won't. I just did. But you know, I think one of the biggest problems we have is that we do not learn anymore, and we do not have good school systems that educate and teach people how to think for themselves. And that's really part of the key, isn't it? It's civics. You know, that's one reason why I'm very grateful for Tom Hartman. He is like the civics teacher-in-chief. He's wonderful at expressing the history of our country and the meaning and putting things into context in the broader picture. He's very, very good at that, and I appreciate it. Every time I listen to him, I learn something new. And that, I think, is part of what we need in this country and what people are hungry for, which is why even though they try to dismantle Obama's support, they're not winning right now because we appreciate so much, whatever side we're on, that we actually have a president who understands what he's doing and deliberates and thinks it over first.
And I think that is the key. And you know, in 2000 and 2004, when the liberals lost, the Republicans were in control, you know, we were told, you know, love it or leave it, this is our country, you know. But now that we have all the stroke, we're the ones, you know, they're telling us, oh, socialism, we're un-American. You know, it works both ways.
It does. And you know what? What I find heartening is people like Ed Rollins, who's a conservative commentator for CNN,
right,
who writes today that Obama made the right call on that rescue. Good
right.
for him. Because Fox News is pretending like it didn't happen. And the reality is he is the commander-in-chief. And everybody's shoulders just dropped, you know. Nobody
yep.
can question, you know, whether or not he's going to be tough. He's very tough.
Absolutely.
And I've said it for a long time, but it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to see it. And you know, this isn't his first time doing this either. He's got very tough policies in place for Afghanistan and Iraq, and we're going to have to see if they work.
Absolutely.
You know, but this will go a long way, I think, in quelling all this nonsense about whether or not he's an effective commander-in-chief.
Unfortunately, it's not going to quell it.
Not completely, no.
They're going to find something to complain about regardless. I mean,
it seems to be, yes.
One of the things that I cannot stand, and with all of the important issues going on, and, you know, yes, it's a distraction, but as much as I'm happy for the kids, I don't care about the dog. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A lot bigger things we need to be covering than the White House pet.
All right. Well, I like dogs, and I think dogs rule, but I understand what you're saying. It's 9:51. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And keep those dogs leashed, okay? Because we don't want to unleash any dogs of war or dogs of to
cat. How far do you think I can punt your little silk terrier?
Hey! Those are fighting words, buddy. You better be glad I'm not sitting in a studio across from
Pedro,
you, or you have a nuggy quick.
Pedro,
hey,
come here, little
you know
puppy.
What? You might be meeting Pedro soon, so you better back off, buddy.
Hey, I'm a dog person.
You
dogs love
back
me.
Back off.
Even the ones I'm about ready to punt across the room.
Hey. I'm going to bring him. I'm going to infiltrate Pedro into Clear Channel. You watch. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
All right, I'll get your last look at traffic here in the J. Marvin Show, well, the Aaron Hart version of it anyway. Got one late crash. It's kind of messing things up around downtown, east of there, northbound Clarkson at 19th Avenue. Two cars involved in that one. On the other spot with residual traffic, southbound I-25 there from 38th past Spear. Want to let you know, tomorrow construction begins on University at C-470. Traffic will not be able to take a right-hand turn. There it goes southbound on University off of the eastbound off-ramp. Also construction just north of there, County Line and University. So that is going to be a booger there in Highlands Ranch. Also working construction right now, eastbound 6th Avenue between 25 and Kalamath. Also in Golden, Highway 58 at Washington Avenue. And on Arapahoe Road there between Colorado and Holly. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy with a high near 70. Could get a shower in the foothills this afternoon. Right now, we're looking at 60 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
USA Today gives the new season of Rescue Me 4 out of 4 stars. Catch an all-new episode of Rescue Me tonight at 10, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV Channel 248. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
You know how windy it can get in Colorado, not to mention other wild weather that we deal with here. Why not get the most durable patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month long. Plus, they want to help you out by paying your sales tax this month on any patio furniture that you buy. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
An all-natural male enhancement product that really works and works fast. You can be sure that when the moment is right for that most intimate experience, you'll be ready to perform in the bedroom. Hero Tabs has been scientifically developed as a natural proprietary blend of the highest quality ingredients that is safe and effective. Just take Hero Tabs 30 minutes before sexual activity and you will experience explosive, fast-acting results with just one dose. Hero Tabs works the first time and every time, guaranteed. Hero Tabs will give you the ultimate sexual performance. In fact, we are so sure that you will rise to the occasion that we want you to try a free sample to test it for yourself. With over 3 million doses sold, we know once you try Hero Tabs, you will become one of our satisfied customers.
Test the power of doctor-recommended Hero Tabs absolutely free. Call 1-800-601-1860. That's 1-800-601-1860. They're going fast. Don't miss out on your free sample. Call right now. 1-800-601-1860. 1-800-601-1860.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Rochelle, sure hope Al will be seated soon. That's Al Franken. Such a long, long, long count. Yeah, and they seem to have counted all the votes and counted all the votes that mattered, and he keeps winning over and over again, the last time by a unanimous decision. But Norm Coleman still keeping up the fight. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned. Everybody's trying to get Al Franken on. I think he's probably, if I have a guess, he is speaking to Minnesota media, because I think what may happen is that they appreciate having a hometown story and hometown guys staying. You don't see those, either one of them, on national media that much. And I think maybe their handlers decided that until it was decided they would let, you know, people like Harry Reid speak on behalf of Al Franken and the right-wing pubbies speak on behalf of Norm Coleman, but they would try to sort of keep them out of the public media, just to sort of keep it a very local race because it is such a searing local issue. When Franken is seated, he will be the 59th senator to fall in the Democrats. And that's one reason why they are fighting like hell not to have him seated, because that'll put us one vote away from having a filibusterless majority. If that's a word, and in fact it probably isn't, but there you go. And John, our conservative friend, did agree with me about one thing. He says that Barack Obama did a good job on the rescue of the captain. Okay, all you guys, have a good time teabagging tomorrow. Don't get lost. Don't, you know, keep it tight, keep it light, have a good time. And thank you, John Turk. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Jay Marvin. Please feel better. We wish you well. I'm Aaron Hart. For all of us here at AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, we're sending you some good vibes, Jay, your way. I'm Erin Hart. Thanks a lot. See you tomorrow.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Karen. Here's how I'm saving money and helping to save the planet. I get a great price on these Nature Source cleaning products at Walmart. They're plant-based, so they're good for my family and the planet. And if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers each used one bottle of Nature Source instead of a petroleum-based cleaner, we'd save over 1.7 million gallons of petroleum. Now that's some real cleaning power. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I do have a push lawnmower, and I'd love to mow the lawn.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
It's like 3 hours to just zone out.
She's Match.com member Smiles for Miles 01, and you can email her right now.
I did find out recently, though, that...